Monday, May 27th, 2024. Your host, Alex Jones.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Days, 12 hours, 59 minutes, 36 seconds. The most important election in world history. I'm Alex Jones coming to you live on this Memorial Day podcast from deep in the heart of Texas. I'll be here for the next 4 hours. The great Gavin McInnes is joining us. And then the incredible Royce White. I also intend to open some phones up today so you can talk to Gavin. He's with us for 2 hours. We're going to cover the waterfront with really that amazingly smart, witty individual who's been massively deplatformed and attacked by the deep state like yours truly because he's launched so many major movements. That's who they don't like, is people that have got their number and know how to defeat them. Okay, wow. Every day I come on the show and I say stuff's even more insane because it is. We're in the quickening. Live Memorial Day special edition of the Alex Jones Show. Feds propose national draft. Europe's putting it in place. Trump surges to all-time high in polls. He's 13 points ahead in battleground states. He's now 20 points ahead across the board, even in CNN polls. That's right. Last week, he was an all-time high of 17 points ahead in the big CNN poll. Now he's 20 points ahead. How many months have I been telling you Trump's 20-plus points ahead? It's really more than that. I mean, this is crap yo britches time. So I have a giant stack on Trump here. It's just, I can do the whole 4 hours on this. We're going to move through as quick as we can. And we've got all hell breaking loose in the South China Sea with North Korea and China doing drills and firing missiles over Japan. It's totally insane. Biden says he thinks the Chinese and the North Koreans and the Russians are going to give Trump an October surprise. Well, in basic political science, a October surprise of a military conflict helps the incumbent, period. That is horse manure. But we're going to be looking at that. Putin wants Ukraine ceasefire on current front lines. We've got a huge group of stacks on that. Also, I've told you about this for a long time. It's been mainstream news, but it's kind of a back of the newspaper thing. I remember being on air 30 years ago and reading the local paper saying that most major chip makers have kill switches in them and that it's in many of the Defense Department systems. Well, the Taiwanese are saying, if you mess with us, China, we'll just turn the chips off. Not just the machines that make the chips, but the chips in the Chinese goods. That is a huge development, and it ties into all the big AI news that I've got right here. This is a very important little stack. About 7 articles will be hitting. Massive open border news. All sorts of foreign national Muslims crashing vehicles into bases, breaking into bases, attacking people on bases, stalking Green Berets at their houses and being killed. And it's just, again, back of the newspaper, barely any coverage. That's crazy. The UN Global Treaty has failed. This is a big defeat for the New World Order, their big UN pandemic treaty. We'll be getting to that. It's Memorial Day all across the country. We've got reports in New York, Los Angeles, Princeton. They're coming in of leftist attacking Memorial Day parades. They just see American flags and they go completely insane. That's all coming up today. Multiple congressional hearings on the CIA being involved in the creation of COVID and the so-called vaccine and involved in censorship. Totally illegal. We have a transgender attacking a bunch of people with the knives. We have what's happening in Europe with their big parliamentary elections coming up. It is one hell of a broadcast lined up for you today. And please share the links for Infowars.com/show, man.video, the live show, and Real Alex Jones on X. That's how we reach more people. It's so critical. You're not the tail. You're the dog. And if you don't take action, the dog don't hunt. So tell everybody, tune in now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Another world. Another world. Another time. Another time. In the age of wonder. In the age of wonder. Another world. Another time. His life was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I want to thank everybody that's tuning in to us right now, everybody that's sharing the links on your email, your text message, on X, everywhere you can. The Forbidden Show, Alex Jones is live. That's how we reach more people. Tell those you share it with to tell them to share it and so on, creating the chain reaction. I want to thank the crew for coming in and doing a great job as usual for this Memorial Day live transmission, Monday, May 27th, 2024. Okay, every broadcast is important. This one I am particularly loaded for bear on, and we're going to cover all of this. And the theme, because I don't come in here with a theme myself. I do research at night and during the day and at 5 a.m., and then I see themes that emerge. And the theme that's been emerging is the globalists are failing on every front. Everything they touch is turning to pure crap. But they're just doubling down. So we have all these ESG lawsuits by pension holders, public and private, suing BlackRock and winning and reversing the fact that they're using your investment money against you. And a lot of folks are like, well, I don't have investments. I don't either, but I track them, I study it, and this is where the real war is being fought, is where your money is invested. That's what changes the world. Huge developments on that front that we're going to be getting to, and that ties into WHO Global Pandemic Treaty fails after 2 years of negotiating. Committee chief says he will try everything to reach fresh agreement. His people now are watching them. They know they're criminals. They know what they did. Another huge news on that front. Despite all the bird flu fear-mongering, Americans in polls are not concerned. They know it's a bunch of BS hype, though they may have something deadly on the shelf they're going to release. And just massive developments on that front where Canada is now euthanizing and trying to get people to kill themselves when they get hurt by the COVID shots. Wow, you talk about evil. We've got all of that. We've got huge military development news, Putin wanting a ceasefire. We've got Trump surging to all-time highs in polls. He's now 20 points ahead in more than a dozen scientific polls that still oversample Democrats. Because of the methodology, it's still believed by the pollsters that Democrats are the majority and they're the dominant party. They're not. There's been political realignment. But oversampling Democrats, depending on the poll, 10 to 15 points. So they call up registered Democrats 15% more, and they still get 20 points lead and upwards of 13-point lead in battleground states. Donald Trump is polling better than ever in his political career, and here's the proof. Got that video and news coming up for you. It is ultra massive and so incredibly important. But the first thing I want to start with is this. Memorial Day. You know, I think about all of my family that are veterans, and most of them are dead, but they were amazing men and they were amazing women, and they were patriots that loved their country. Didn't mean all the wars were perfect. Didn't mean everything they did was right, but they loved their country, and they were great people. And when I see articles coming out in Los Angeles, in New York, in Princeton, that college, with goons attacking and blocking roads when they see a Memorial Day demonstration or parade, remembrance, and they're literally pissing on World War II veterans and their memory. Here's the left claiming everybody's a Nazi. They support the Ukraine war, literally backing Nazis. And then all over the country, they see a parade, or they hear there's a parade with veterans and old people in wheelchairs wearing their uniforms, and they come and they piss on it. These people are scum. Now, I don't support the indiscriminate destruction of Gaza. You know that. At the same time, the communist anti-American filth that has piggybacked on this is the real enemy of this country. And George Soros is funding it all. So here's the disgusting video of them shoving and hitting and pushing and going and stomping over people at the edge of the parade at Princeton. We've got more videos and blocking the parade. Here it is. Listener, the video's up on InfoWars.com. It's communist blocking the road with a Memorial Day parade going down the middle of it for the dead Americans. These people follow whatever the latest thing is. You know, it's George Floyd's, so they burn down half the country, and then it's COVID, and they support all the lockdowns, and then it's Ukraine, and they love the war. But then they want to ship all the Palestinians here. That's enough of those idiots. They hate this country, but they love all the free stuff they get. Okay. Let's just do this. And I really can't decide what's more important out of all this. It's also important. So let's just start plowing into it in the interest of time. Let's get into the Trump stack first. Here it is. Donald Trump is polling better than ever in his political career, and here's the proof. There is a CNN video. You can just read the text of it. I'm not going to subject you to it. But he has up to a 13% margin of victory in so-called battleground states. Well, that means they're not battleground states. That means blue states, like Trump's been saying, like New Jersey, are now battleground states, and New Mexico. He has upwards of a 20-point lead when you average in the numbers from across the country. Meanwhile, Joe Biden to take victory lap at White House when Trump verdict is announced in the show trial in New York with horse-faced Stormy Daniels. Will the jury convict Trump? Here are the clues. Politico. And their answer is yes. We can only hope for a hung jury if two of them say it's wrong. Trump's VP pageant has an unexpected strong contender, Tom Cotton. Yeah, I like Tom Cotton. I like Devin Nunes. I like Ben Carson. I like Marjorie Taylor Greene. You don't really hear about her, but she's a really good person and smart and loyal. If he picks Marco Rubio, Marco Rubio is worse than Mike Pence. But Trump does some weird stuff. Everybody needs to put pressure on Trump to pick Devin Nunes. He's smart. He's loyal. He's good. And that's, I mean, Rand Paul would be great, but he's not asking for the job. I think Trump could probably draft him. I mean, I think between Nunes and Paul, they're both so smart and such good men, I really couldn't say who's better. It's a stalemate there. We open the phones up later. Tell me who you think would be a good VP. People are mad at him that he said nice things about Haley. Haley has dropped her attacks, has gotten behind Trump, and Trump says he'll probably give her some position. I think you should not do that at the time. It's like when he backed Mitt Romney for the Senate because Romney promised to support him, then immediately stabbed him in the back. I mean, Nikki Haley's right up there with Mitt Romney. And I mean, Mitt Romney's worse than Marco Rubio. But Rubio can really talk a good game, can he? He's deep state as they get. Trump reveals Biden's request to sit down during the debate. Trump vows to stop Biden's march to World War III. That's the reason to vote for him. The Democrats are saying the debate is taking place so they can decide if they're going to replace Biden at the convention or not. We told you 2 years ago that was coming. Tomorrow's news today. Give me liberty, give me death. Trump brings down the House Libertarian Convention promising save America from evil doctrine Marxism. President Trump Libertarian National Convention 2024. Unlike Joe Biden, I don't throw people in jail for disagreeing with me. He vows to pardon the political prisoners of Jan 6. That's wonderful. Trump loudly booed a Libertarian Convention when he asked attendees to nominate me or at least vote for me. And we now know that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. admittedly paid a bunch of people with rubber chickens to squawk, make a noise, and then try to shout Trump down. I think Trump had a lot of courage to go to that. RFK Jr. taunts Trump with rubber chickens. That's what I was talking about. Trump announces he will commute sentence of Silk Road creator Ross Ulbricht. Democrat Senator Blumenthal says he's deeply disturbed Trump has succeeded in slow-walking Biden regime's lawfare cases. That guy quarterbacked the lawsuits against us. Trump brings Nikki Haley into the fold, announces former rival will likely be on his team, whatever that means. I will never allow the creation of a central bank digital currency, Trump tells Libertarian Convention. We're going to play that in a moment. Bitter co-host The View, Anna Navarro insults Latino Trump supporters. Very stupid attitude. It's like if you ain't voting for Biden, you ain't black. And it just goes on from there. So there is a lot happening. Angry Muslims step up, abandon Biden campaign. Across 9 swing states seek to make Democrats pro-Palestine party. We'll be looking at all of that coming up. Here's President Trump on the central bank digital currencies.
I will ensure that the future of crypto and the future of Bitcoin will be made in the USA, not driven overseas. I will support the right to self-custody to the nation's 50 million crypto holders. I say this with your vote. I will keep Elizabeth Warren and her goons away from your Bitcoin. And I will never allow the creation of a central bank digital currency. I will also.
Well, that is really good stuff. And Trump does what he says he'll do, doesn't he? Even when he's wrong sometimes. Now, I want to get to this more later with Gavin McGinnis. But let me just give you a prelude to it. Nearly 50% of Americans believe they'll live to see climate change destroy the Earth. Well, can I show you the newscast from the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s and that we'll all be underwater by 2005 or 2016? We've got some of those clips. We're going to be going to those. But it's just absolute total fear-mongering. A bunch of these suits have already been won. I mentioned it earlier, but judge approves class action lawsuit against American Airlines over ESG pension investments, giving their money to leftist, globalist, communist groups like Black Lives Matter and to George Soros. You didn't know that's where your pension goes? Texas power demand to break May record in heat wave because they've cut off our power generation. It's not the heat wave. It always gets hot. U.S. Senate panel launches probe into Trump quid pro quo with energy execs where he tells energy companies, support my campaign. I will end the carbon tax, I will end the shutdown of the Keystone Pipeline. You're allowed to say, support me as a candidate publicly, and I'm going to get rid of that. That's not a bribe. A bribe is when you're in office and someone gives you money to vote a certain way on a certain bill. Or if you're a city manager and somebody gives you cash under the table to give a contract to your company for construction. But to say, vote for me and I'll repeal Roe v. Wade to the pro-life groups. Give me campaign money. I'll do that. He did it. I'll march in your parade. Or I'm going to roll back all this energy cuts to America that's crippling us. Support me. That's not fraud. But that just shows how they're continuing on. Food inflation fears rekindled as crop index erases 2024 loss. I've got some important information on CO2. That is all coming up later. In the fourth hour, let me just give you a little snapshot, little preview. In surprise, Minnesota Republicans back Royce White, Republican Party, at the state level and federal level, is now getting behind Royce White against Amy Klobuchar, who's basically a Democrat. So Royce is a great guy. They tried to shut him out of his House run, now the Senate run, but he's gaining steam. He'll end up in Congress. About this time, next time. Really good guy, very exciting, and it shows the climate that we're in politically, where you know he's hardcore. I mean, he's a Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones type dude who just so happens to be a giant person with a giant brain. So we are very excited about that and very, very excited about taking the country back because I care about brains, not what color somebody is. And I care about Christianity and freedom and justice and capitalism. And it's just very exciting to see what's happening across the country and these poll numbers that are massive for Trump and any other candidate that basically gets on board with the populist movement. But you still see a lot of neocons and a lot of rhinos trying to hold on to power, still thinking corporate media is king. When corporate media attacks somebody, it's an endorsement. That's how out of bullets the political establishment is. Now, we're going to go to break in like 6-7 minutes. I got more news to hit before then, but when we come back, we'll talk about some of the victories we're having and this WHO treaty being shot down, but what's going to come out of that and the big bird flu hype that's there and what I believe they're, well, I don't believe that they're trying to pull the roll out of it again and a new plandemic, a new scamdemic, a new hysteria, but it's not working. But I'm going to predict here what they're going to do next. That is coming up. I can't hit it the time we've got. That's coming up next segment. These three stacks are absolutely critical. By the way, folks, still ongoing criticizing Elon Musk, saying he's not perfect. Well, nobody's perfect. But I don't look a gift horse in the mouth. People don't know what that saying means. You look at a horse's teeth to see how old it is or how healthy it is. But if somebody just gives you a horse, bare minimum, you can slaughter it and eat the meat. That's what people did in the old times, you know, before there was just so much milk and honey out there. So why would you just not take a horse somebody's given you? You don't look a gift horse, a horse that's given to you in the mouth. And you can say, well, I don't trust him. Well, that's fine and dandy. Elon Musk has got all his bases covered. He's invested in everything. People always said, oh, he didn't build this. He didn't do that. He's on a maverick. No, he's a maverick's maverick. Let's just say it when somebody is, okay? And now he's got Soros, he's had Soros, the Democratic Party, and the federal government with all these criminal investigations, and the EU, and the Australian criminal investigations, the Brazilian criminal investigations, and charging his employees. But now the Democrats, this is, have done an analysis with an Israeli company, and they're like, all of Musk's posts are pro-Trump, about Trump, and all of his posts about Biden are anti-Biden. Like they caught him in something. And they go on to say he needs to be shut down. So Musk is reaching hundreds of millions of people a day with videos exposing the transgender cult, the poison COVID shot, the open border, gun control, GMO crops, just the war in Ukraine. I mean, how could anybody sit there and watch him take a baseball bat to the New World Order's head and then say, I'm holier than thou, I don't like him. Maybe he knows they're going down, he wants to be in charge, and that's a smart move. And then if he shifts against us in the future and pushes globalist agendas, I'll come out against him. But when he's wrecking the New World Order, Everybody's supposed to be cooler than everybody else and, you know, more hardcore and more purist. Well, you're a pure loser if you don't see that Musk has basically freed Twitter, freed X. So, look at this. Media Matters hit with sweeping layoffs after defamation suit by Elon Musk, where they falsified documents and falsified and created their own white supremacist post to put ads with it so that they could try to get him shut down. You know a man by his enemies. And you got the Hill attacking him for allowing conservatives to operate on X. That's all I can say about that. Again, coming up next segment, deaths of COVID vax labeled non-vax government data. We're going to be getting into just incredible developments on that front coming up. Then all the military developments and more that are the biggest yet. We're going to go to break in 3 minutes. I just want to look at the listeners and the viewers in the eye here and say to you, I need your help. I need to be able to stay on air here, and it's important to support InfoWarsStore.com. The products are in stock. They are ready to ship. They are high-quality nitric boost, ultimate fish oil, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, all the other great products, the books, the films, the T-shirts. The water filtration is the very best, highest-grade gravity-fed filter for 10% off, and there's only 35% markup in the thing for us. So 10% off is like 40% off. And it's the highest rated. You can find filters as good. They retail for double the price of what we sell it. And maybe I should sell it for double and then, you know, have less customers but make more money. I just can't help but give you the best product at the best price. That's 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And InfoWars, they can settle with us. We could be here in 5 years from now. It's not looking good. On June 14th, the judge is going to say what he's going to do. If he orders the shutdown, it'll be a liquidation. It'll take a few months. You'll get your products. If you ordered, you know, after that, that's how these are orderly things that are done by the court. All right. It's all well managed on that end. That said, my dad has a great site and a great warehouse in Round Rock, north of Austin. And he has amazing products, and many products that were available at InfoWarsStore.com are not available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's a whole nother story where we had the money to buy them, but they just didn't buy them over here, and they told my dad to get his products out of the warehouse. He said that was coming 2 years ago and already set up his own. I thought he was wrong when we declared bankruptcy, but he was right. So all those products are out of the InfoWars warehouse, and they're over. That was in Denver, Colorado. They're now back in Central Texas, and they're ready to ship to you. The Nano Silver Toothpaste, the Wound Gel, the Immune Gargle, the Next Level Foundational Energy, that's a new product you put out that's amazing. It's all there. Rocket Rest, Kava Chill is an amazing product. Totally naturally relaxes you without like a downer feeling, just super relaxed. Kava Chill is amazing. It's 60% off. They had a big order of that come in, so that's the big special. It's all at drjonesnaturals.com. And if whatever happens to InfoWars, it's great to have that operation to be a sponsor for whatever comes in the future. So if you want to support the broadcast at a critical juncture in a strategic place, make the decision now to go to drjonesnaturals.com and support our sponsor. Go now. I need your support. I need you to take action. You want to help me? You want to help yourself? Do it now. Take on the deep state. Support the broadcast. drjonesnaturals.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now. I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, because InfoWars is so close to being shut down, and we've been through so many fights and so many battles and survived, people think of us as pretty much invincible, and we're not. Our power comes through you, God working through you and your support. And as I stare down the barrel of the end of InfoWars, potentially in the next few months, it really makes me think about the great crew we have, the great audience of activists we have, and how much I appreciate all of you. So I want the crew and the audience and all of our friends to know that we've done great things together the last 30 years, 27 years since I started InfoWars. People always say, what a great name, Information War. You're so smart to have gotten that URL. I think I paid $9 for it back then. And it was not me. It was a former Air Force intelligence veteran of Vietnam is still alive, but he says he's too old to come on. He lives in Bastrop. He was the deputy fire chief in Austin, Vic Vreeland. And Vic started InfoWars, and Vic was the one that built the original website. And Vic, for free, for about 6 months, worked on it. And then his parrot, his wife was great. I used to go over there and eat dinner with him like once a week. His wife's parrot, his parrot Petey, died. And they got so depressed he couldn't work on that anymore. He just retired out of the fire department. And that was 27 years ago. You know, even though Vic a year ago asked him on, said, I'm too old, I'm not going to do it. I'm retired. I think I'm going to get his address and go see him in Bastrop. Gosh, that was 27 years ago, and he was about 65 then. Gosh, he must be like 90 years old. Anyways, it's just all those cool people. It's been quite an amazing journey, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm old enough. Seems like, you know, I saw Sylvester Stallone's documentary on Netflix a few months ago. It's really good. You ought to watch it. He's a good conservative guy. And, you know, he's like, man, I feel like I just was born. I feel like I'm just getting started. But, you know, that's the way the world works. I'm close to the end here now, even though he's in great shape. I've had a chance to work out at his private gym, and I'll just leave it at that, years ago out in California, but he left California to Florida. Maybe we'll get Sly on the show. In fact, it's something I hadn't really told folks about. I think there's a good chance he'll be on the show here soon. I'll just kind of give you a little idea of that. And we're going to have some really big guests here on InfoWars in the next few months. Big ones, the biggest you can get. But, you know, it really does come down to that I'm old enough that I got to know General Parton. And Eustace Mullins and Ron Paul back in the day. And some folks are still alive and doing a great job, like G. Edward Griffin, a living legend, and Ted Gunderson, and I mean, and Anthony Sutton. And. I mean, I start thinking about how blessed I've been to be on this journey and to never have sold out. There was never a question of selling out because my values are me. Selling out would be like pulling my eyeballs out with pliers or cutting my penis off, I mean, you know, or my hand off. I mean, it's like, you don't think about gouging your eyeballs out, do you? No, you're like, no way. You don't think about pouring gasoline on yourself and lighting yourself on fire. For me, my identity and who I am and my integrity is everything. And people who are evil think of me as weak because I do wear my emotions on a sleeve. I really do care. I really am real. Everything I ever told you I did was all true, folks. And some of it was good, some of it was bad, but it was all real. And I've certainly done it my way. Try to follow God's directives, but it's still an imperfect vessel. But the insurance company numbers are 100% clear now for 2+ years. There's a 40+% all-cause mortality death rate that the world's never seen. World War I was less than 10%. That was the biggest war ever for total death. Soldiers. Civilian deaths were all the time out of World War II. And they've really done this. The globalists went ahead. They weren't talking when they said they wanted to depopulate. They weren't playing games when they promised to come out with a vaccine at the UN 30 years ago to sterilize people. They did it. And so just think about that and let that sink in, ladies and gentlemen. Because Steve Bannon's coming on tomorrow and he made a really good point. In fact, cue that up. I played it last night. I'm going to play it again. Where he said Republicans' leadership are wimps, and they won't admit how much trouble we're in. And that seems like a simple statement. Of course, it's true, but you're like, okay. When you're faced with pure evil, it sounds crazy to say they've killed 22 million people and counting with poison shots. But it's true. And we're not going to beat these people unless we just go ahead and admit how bad it is. So it's not going to be President Trump that saves us. It's going to be the grassroots coming together, but they want to divide us, and saying no to the New World Order. And really understanding this is everything. I've explained this to my family who are smart and are involved and care and pray every day and are good. And my mom's like, take off tomorrow. We got family in town. We're grilling hamburgers at the house. We're having a pool party. I said, that's great. The women and the children and the retirees can sit over there at their house just miles from here, and they can have a great time. I can't sit around and eat hamburgers and lay out in the sun on a weekday when we're under total attack. You've got to realize this is everything. We are under the New World Order total assault. And if the Chinese were invading South Texas and burning and blowing everything up, would you go to a pool party? And I'm not saying they're bad, they're at a pool party. That's normal. It's good. It's family. And sure, I'll do that on a Saturday or a Sunday. I mean, I'm not saying you got to have some R&R. I'm not judging people. Just as for me, until I was about 18 or 19, I hated getting out of bed. I loved to sleep in late. But as soon as I got politically aware and involved, I never have trouble getting out of bed. Even when I'm sick, I jump out of bed. When I go to sleep, I go right to sleep because I can't wait to get up and fight the New World Order. People go, oh, that's really amazing. What you? No, that's not amazing. I know I'm under attack. I know I'm under attack. I know my family's under attack. And if I was sitting there in a restaurant and somebody walked over and punched my wife in the nose, I'm going to instantly get up and stomp the living shit out of them. I'm going to break their ribs. I'm going to tear their nose off their face. They're going to be lucky if they're alive. Not because I'm some badass, but because my instincts are in line. My head is screwed on straight. You attack me or my family, I am going to stomp the living hell out of you. And if you come trying to rob my house at night, I'm going to put bullet holes in your chest. I'm going to kill your ass. Not because I'm some big badass, but because I'm a man and my head's screwed on straight. People better get their head screwed on straight real quick. You better decide whether you want to survive and live, because that's how bad this is. People ask why I'm so intense. I'm like a sweet little bear when I'm sitting around with family. Hardly talk, relax, totally calm. It's when I focus on the evil and what it's doing, and the fact that we've got to stop it, that I get intense, because we're facing something intense. You wake up, you smell smoke. You grab your wife, your children, you get out of the house. Because the house isn't worth it for you to get smoke inhalation and get hurt or die to try to put it out. The stuff in that house doesn't matter. What matters is the souls, the people. Our house is on fire with fire shooting out the windows, folks. Our beds are burning. We're under globalist attack. I'm sorry it's that way. But I've looked at the cost. Yeah, for me personally, it's a rougher road to take these people on. But they're going to get everybody in the end if we don't fight them. And as a man, genetically, spiritually, I am so satisfied taking on evil, because it's what I'm meant to do. It's not a feeling of exhilaration. It's not a feeling of power. It's not a feeling of arrogance. It's not a feeling of bravado. It is a feeling of being what I'm supposed to be and completion, of being grounded, of being strong, 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 strong. The only reason I'm strong is because I'm anchored in what I'm supposed to be, and my genetics and my instincts and my ancestors and my spirit and my will. It's only in the animating contest of liberty that we discover what we could be. But because our enemies are selfish Satanists, they think punishment and pain and attacks and lies deters us. It is our radar system to guide us to the enemy and attack. It is our North Star as the enemy attacks. It guides us to conflict with the enemy and victory. Now, I'm going to stop now. We're going to skip this network break. I want to start plowing into this. We have so many victories now that I'll just quickly cover and move on. Do you understand the entire New World Order, world government, cashless society, social credit score is based on the vaccine passport? Their entire plan for worldwide martial law, carbon lockdowns, they've admitted the UN at Davos, they admitted the Club of Rome, the CFR. I told you an endgame blueprint for global enslavement. Made in 2017. From their own documents that Lou Dobbs got when he was still at CNN. But 10 million viewers a night. They sued. They got it. They met in Banff, Canada. 2006, the year before, and the UN said, our number one thing is virus scares disease X to get global control, and they described all the stuff they would do. Then I predict it, and they go, how did Jones know this? How did Jones know they'd make us wear masks and shut down sports games and lock us in our houses? Because they frickin' told us. Then they said currency crises and open borders will be the next. And now they're doing it. We have the enemy's playbook. The Illuminati in 1776 was trying to copy George Washington, but create a satanic counterfeit. In Bavaria, Germany, a courier was struck by lightning, and it was described in the local police reports and newspaper, his body exploded. He was hit directly by lightning, and there was a 400-plus page document that had been copied by Adam Weishaupt, the Jesuit priest, the head of the Illuminati, being sent to France on how to overthrow the government and have a French Revolution. Took them years to do it. They did it. And in it, it described how they were going to create an absolute tyranny, how they weren't getting rid of one tyranny to make it better. They were creating a total tyranny to end the family, to end humans as we know it, to turn who survives into slaves. And because the Germans, or in that province, the Bavarians, the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, got those documents, they were unable to take over Germany and Austria and Czechoslovakia and the rest of it. But they were able to take over France. But the plan was for all of Europe. We have the enemy plan. We know their operation. They've been so arrogant. And the fact that their project for world government failed when it comes to this treaty, and that the countries say, we don't trust you, we know you're behind it, we know you released it, despite them launching the bird flu hysteria and Marburg and all the rest of it, is a giant victory. Now, I want to play these clips and get into the big news here, but these are powerful. They need to be seen. They need to be shared. I post these on X today. Please share them. Let's start with the blatant lies of Fauci before he slithered away into retirement with a bunch of armed guards being illegally paid for, federal marshals under federal law. It's illegal. It came out last year. He's doing it still. But imagine, he's got to hide now in some 80-acre farm in Virginia because people hate his ass. He's a war criminal. He needs to be Nuremberg 2.0 right now. He needs to be hauled up. He needs to be indicted for gain of function, crimes against humanity. The blatant lies of Fauci as he slithered away into retirement. And then we're going to play a couple Trudeau clips. Trudeau on COVID jabs then and now. There's two different versions. Go ahead and play Fauci.
But they're really criticizing science because I represent science.
If you're vaccinated, you really don't need to worry about getting it in a way that's serious or transmitting it.
That is true, Chris. It'll either protect you completely against infection, and the chances are very likely that you'll not be able to transmit it to other people. The risk is extremely low of transmitting it to anybody else. Full stop.
Vaccinated people are clearly capable of transmitting the infection.
When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better. If people are not wearing masks, then maybe we should be mandating it.
I often myself wear two masks.
And I'm quoting you now, at the population level, masks work at the margins, maybe 10%. To hear that they only work at the margins, maybe 10%, would make a lot of people ask, okay, then why was I wearing a mask?
You're really attacking not only Dr. Anthony Fauci, you're attacking science when you say that this is going to go away tomorrow like magic, when you know that there's no chance it's going to just disappear. We hope this just goes away, burns itself out.
So my question is, why weren't you straight with the American people about this to begin with?
So the bottom line is, it's a guesstimate. I gave a range.
It seemed in that quote to suggest that you were basing your recommendation on polling and what people could accept. Is that not what you meant?
No, I mean, it's a bit of that.
We're seeing all of these school closures around the country. Is that the right move for children and families?
You know, and I think what's going on right now is generally an appropriate approach. You want to start doing something to socially distance yourself. How dramatic that is, closing schools and doing other things, should be proportionate.
It went too far, that particularly for kids who couldn't go to school except remotely, that it's forever damaged them.
Well, I don't think it's forever irreparably damaged anyone.
The U.S. Surgeon General has called it an urgent public health crisis, a devastating decline in the mental health of kids across the country. According to the CDC, the rates of suicide, self-harm, anxiety, and depression are up among adolescents.
And the record will show, Neil, that we didn't recommend shutting everything down.
First of all, I didn't recommend locking anything down. I recommended to the president that we shut the country down. And that was a very difficult decision because I knew it would have serious economic consequences, which it did.
Yeah.
Because if you look at the people that are politicizing me, there's somebody that all the way over on one level. But there are a lot of other people who look upon me the way they should, as a non-political person that I am.
They're not doing it because they say they don't want to do it. They're Republicans. They don't like to be told what to do. And we've got to break that.
But now is the time to do what you're told.
Where did this virus come from, do you think, today? Did it come from a lab? Was it man-made?
When you have the animal-human interface and you have animals that come out of the wild that are sold at these open, what they call them, wet markets.
Place of origin was not within the market itself.
No, I don't think you could say that.
There's a report today that another intelligence arm of the U.S. government, this is inside our Energy Department, has joined the FBI in concluding that COVID began with a lab leak in China.
That the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute.
We now know that a bat coronavirus was enhanced in a lab. The National Institutes of Health acknowledged that it funded research of a virus that was studied at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The experiment, unexpectedly, we're told, made a bat coronavirus more contagious than the original naturally occurring one.
Take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans.
Right.
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
They took animal viruses that only occur in animals and they increased their transmissibility to humans. How you can say that is not gain of function?
It is not.
What we're talking about now is the gain-of-function research in studies that increase predominantly the transmissibility as well as pathogenesis and alteration of host range of the virus.
Nobody is lying here, Senator. It is you. I'd have to laugh at that. I should be prosecuted.
It's us or him. And all of you that work for the government, the corporations, being mercenaries, you're unhappy because you're serving evil. Join us. Get on your knees. Repent to God. Start telling the truth. You're going to lose your soul. Soul's a real thing. Stop being a predator. Here's two clips back to back of Trudeau. 20% approval rating in Canada, but they keep him in power. Remember, he is the protege of Klaus Schwab, who just resigned.
First of all, let me remind everyone that every vaccine administered in Canada is safe and effective, as evaluated by Health Canada.
Like any modern bit of medical advancements, there are potential side effects in vaccinations? Remember, these vaccines are safe. They've passed Canada's world-class standard for medical approvals. And there, you know, are people who've probably gotten very sick from vaccinations. Well, if everyone else gets vaccinated, they will be kept safe. You will not be safe. Two of my own children have now contracted it. And this morning, I tested positive for COVID-19. Proof of vaccination will be required by no later than the end of this month for all federal employees. And by mid-November, enforcement measures in place will make sure that everyone is vaccinated. And therefore, while not forcing anyone to get vaccinated, I chose to make sure that all the incentives and all the protections were there to encourage Canadians to get vaccinated. While not forcing anyone to get vaccinated. And today I'm happy to confirm that all provinces and territories have confirmed that they will be moving forward with a standardized national proof of vaccination. While not forcing anyone to get vaccinated. I can understand frustrations with mandates, but mandates are the way to avoid further restrictions. While not forcing anyone to get vaccinated. If you joined the protests because you're tired of COVID, you now need to understand that you are breaking laws. The consequences are becoming more and more severe. You don't end up losing your license, you end up with a criminal record, which will impact your job, your livelihood, even your ability to travel internationally, including to the U.S.
While terrorism.
Not forcing anyone to get vaccinated.
Total terrorism.
Misinformation and disinformation is carrying people to believe things that are untrue. And vaccinations is a perfect example of it.
Any vaccine we distribute to Canadians will be safe for Canadians.
You know, are people who've probably gotten very sick from vaccinations.
Every vaccine that is improved is safe for Canadians, is uncompromising.
Well, individuals are allowed to make their own choices. There may be all sorts of different reasons why someone is hesitant to get vaccinated. There's no more excuses to not get your shot. And therefore, while not forcing anyone to get vaccinated,
enforcement measures in place will make sure that everyone is vaccinated.
That I chose to make sure that all the incentives,
travelers across the country need to be fully vaccinated. People coming into the country need to be fully vaccinated.
We're there. Don't get to work in the public service. Don't get to go to movie theaters or gyms or restaurants to encourage Canadians to get vaccinated. And that's exactly what they did. We got vaccinated to a higher level than just about any other of our peer country.
They are terrorizing you into submission. The same script was used, written up by Big Pharma through the UN worldwide. We're going to start the next hour. Gab McGinnis, we're going to cover all the huge breaking news, societal development, so much more. Next hour, please stay with us. Please tell everybody to tune in. You have the power to promote the show. You are everything. And please go to drjonesnaturals.com and get incredible products like Next Level Foundational Energy and the Nano Silver products at drjonesnaturals.com and other great products at InfoWarsStore.com like high-quality water filtration, 10% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We need support, plus you need these products.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
This is so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Super unpopular. Bill Gates is hated.
Yes, you
know the data better than I do. But the data showed that everybody with a high dose had a side effect.
Yeah, but some of that is not dramatic, where, you know, it's just, you know, super painful. But yes.
Epstein had a way of sexually compromising people. Is that what Melinda was warning you about?
No. I mean, it's... No, I had dinner with him, and that's all.
Biden's hated.
You're a dictator, do genocide, Joe!
Klaus Schwab's hated.
Nobody will be safe if not everybody is vaccinated.
To Klaus Schwab, I say this. How dare you! How dare you steal my childhood and my future! And the future of all children!
So, what should you do?
As long as Klaus Schwab is free, no one is safe.
Klaus Schwab is the head of the World Economic Forum, and he bragged how his subversive WEF, World Economic Forum, has, quoted, infiltrated governments around the world. He said that his organization had penetrated more than half of Canada's cabinet. Could the member please name which cabinet ministers are on board with the WEF's agenda?
The member was in a really good question there, but the audio is really, really bad, and the video is really, really bad as well.
Which media are you with?
I am an independent journalist from Japan.
No, thank you.
All these front people are hated, so they think they can put new front people up and try to get their agenda through.
Are you part of the WEF, Christina? Are you part of the World Economic Forum? Part of the deep state?
I hope you have a nice day.
Well, you won't have a nice day. See you at Gitmo. Bye-bye.
Their world government, UN, pandemic treaty stalling.
We cannot allow this historic agreement, this milestone in global health, to be sabotaged by those who spread lies, either deliberately or unknowingly.
I got headlines. Central bank digital currencies at risk of failure already.
Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution states that only Congress has the authority to coin money and regulate the value of such money. Today, Congress is exercising its Article 1 authority to state clearly that the Federal Reserve does not have the authority to create a central bank digital currency. This shouldn't be controversial.
Everything they're doing is turning to crap. They were supposed to destabilize things and bring their old bubble down and bring in a new bubble. But if the world's aware of them and aware of how they're the evil and how they're the bad guys, well, we have a great reset, but they all go to prison.
And people are dying. People are resigning. May 7th, there was an assassination attempt against Saudi Crown Prince. May 13th, Turkish President Erdogan holds an emergency meeting following a warning of a possible military coup. May 15th, an assassination attempt on the Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico.
Robert Fico and his bodyguards walking to greet supporters there when a man reached out firing five times.
May 16th, citizen arrested for threatening to assassinate Serbian President Vucic. May 19th, Saudi Arabia King Salman hospitalized for the second time in 4 weeks. So then you come to the 19th.
These may be the final images of Raisi flying in the helicopter before it crashed yesterday. Raisi, the foreign minister, and several others killed after the helicopter was forced to make a hard landing in the steep mountains of Iran.
On the 20th, Jamie Dimon announced that he's retiring as the CEO of Chase. May 20th, also speculation that Jerome Powell is resigning as Fed chair. And then May 21st, Klaus Schwab stepping down as the president of the World Economic Forum. HSBC, their CEO, stepping down.
Right before 2008, in that big crisis, there were a bunch of stepping down like this. This is even bigger. And right before COVID, in November and December of 2019, record, in fact, bigger than this so far, I'm sure more is coming, CEO stepping down or resigning.
We are so close to their dream for decades coming to fruition. If you were that close and you put all this stuff together and that was your baby, why wouldn't you stay to see that dream fulfilled?
It's more important than ever to keep independent true media on air. And when you buy the products, that's what you're doing. And at least for the foreseeable future, we're still here. If things change, I'll let you know. But it's essential you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com because it funds the operation. But that's a side issue. They really are amazing. And I didn't know this, as nobody told me. Nitric Boost, I've been plugging for months, has been sold out. Best seller, cleans out your blood, cleans out your cardiovascular system, does incredible things. Dr. Mikovits has talked about how it's one of the best formulas out there. Everybody should be on it, young and old, black and white. It is back in stock. Got a big shipment of it in at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. So if I've been plugging it and you go there and it's not there, I apologize. I need to get more briefings on what's in stock and what's not. But it's now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
The InfoWars.com studios. It's Alex Jones. I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing till they got a hold of me.
I opened doors for little old ladies. Well, for the next hour and a half, the mighty Gab McGinnis is our guest. Talk about an icon, a populist pro-human action. The system is so scared of this guy. And he's got a bunch of topics he wants to cover, but I want to talk first about the New World Order's touch that is not Midas touch. Everything turns to gold. Everything they touch turns to shit. And I made that point 5 years ago to Patrick McDavid. And now isn't it clear the New World Order is going down, ladies and gentlemen. So what are they going to do in response to that? Because just because there's a great awakening doesn't mean we're out of the woods yet. Here's the clip.
The truth is, this world government's coming down. This whole vampiric system is coming down, and I feel damn good about it.
It's comments like that that get you in trouble, what you just said right there. This whole government is coming down?
This whole corrupt system is coming down.
Define corrupt system. Ran by who?
The private interest of the Federal Reserve, the big Vatican systems, the traffic in children, the people that ship narcotics into America. The corrupt system is in the spotlight, and it's coming down.
And to make this clear, you're not talking about one side of politics. You're saying this is happening on both sides. You're talking about the elitist.
And what I'm saying is that I'm dead already. I already passed the river Styx. Everything I'm doing now is pure victory. This is the kamikaze mission. People think humanity just takes this stuff. No. The spirit of humanity manifests itself in resistance. And so that's what's happened. It's not about me. It's about what do we do to Hollywood? What do we do to the corrupt blue blood Republicans? What do we do to the Democrats? What do we do to let them know we're still alive?
Laying down only gets you gang raped by the New World Order. Standing up is everything. Gab McGinnis, found advice. He founded the hipster movement. He founded the Proud Boys. He founded so much. That's who they're scared of, people that found ideas that are popular. And we're going to cover the waterfront. But, Gavin, it's great to have you here with us out of the gates. UN world power grab, pandemic treaty fails, hundreds of corporate resignations, major central bank heads leaving, major private bank heads leaving. Melinda Gates leaves Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation 2 weeks ago. Klaus Schwab resigns a week and a half ago. I mean, they are really starting to figure out that they are not popular, but it's paradoxical. They're still planning social unrest. They're still trying to expand war. They're still dissolving the borders, but they wanted a worldwide collapse in their own words so they could pose as a savior and bring in the cashless society. But now Trump's up there saying he'll kill the CBDC. I mean, it is amazing. Everything you and I have been talking about for decades out in the wilderness is now mainstream. All the other big talk shows, which is great. I'm not like, hey, where were you 20 years ago? The Tucker Carlsons, the Joe Rogans, the Russell Brands, the Jimmy Dores, former Fox News host and, you know, all the rest of them that used to attack us, Megyn Kelly, they all sound just like us now, which shows me we're winning the culture war. But you've made a lot of predictions. I want to get your take on where we are right now, where this is going, and what you think's coming next. Gavin McGinnis, people can follow you at X, which is X Gavin McGinnis, just a big X, and then Gavin McInnes on X and censored.tv. Great to have you here, my friend, on Memorial Day.
I'm happy to be here. I think what's going on is people are scared of going to jail. They're scared of exposition. They're scared of what's going to happen in court with discovery. So they're quitting to cover their asses as it collapses. Like when I sued the SPLC, it never even made it to court. It's sitting on a judge's lap right now. I sued them for calling me a Nazi and for calling the Proud Boys a hate group and all that. And immediately the head of the founder, Morris Dees, quit. The president quit, the head of legal quit. They all quit immediately before the trial even began, and it hasn't begun, because they were petrified of being fired. So I think during this competence crisis where everything seems to be falling apart, that includes the New World Order, and they're petrified of discovery, so they're running. That's the best evidence that it's over, too.
And Media Matters is basically shutting down. They laid off half their staff because they called Musk a Nazi and then posted fake images with advertisers to get his funding pulled for Soros. Wow. Let's talk about Musk. What do you make of Elon?
I think he really changed the world. There was we were at an epoch where media had never been worse. Like if you look up, there was an Irish, like say there was a refugee who stabbed a kid in Ireland. They would say, Irish national involved in knife attack. And you're reading it going, I don't know what you're talking about. Who was attacked? Where were they from? Show me pictures. Show me names. Now you go to Twitter with, if there's any kind of news, you see the guy's face. Oh, he's a refugee. Oh, he's a Muslim. Oh, it was a kid who was stabbed. And you get all the information that you don't see on MSNBC. And that might be part of this decay of the New World Order, because we can now see behind the curtain. And it's shocking what's there.
No, I totally agree. Why do you think Musk, who obviously worked with a globalist in the last 2 years, totally turned against him? I think he sees the old systems going down. He's smart, whether he's a great guy or an opportunist. It doesn't matter. It's a sign of us winning that he's jumped over to us.
Well, it was a real supply and demand. If you're an entrepreneur and you see the market, if you look at the media as a market, you go, there's a massive demand for truth and nobody is supplying it. So why don't I take advantage of this? And they say that Twitter's gone down in value. I mean, yeah, like Vice was more valuable when it pandered to a bunch of babysitters, but it's more valuable to the American people than ever before because we can finally get the truth. The media has been terrible at its job for how many decades now? Since Reagan.
Well, that's what Musk said. He said, I paid $44 billion or whatever it was for free speech. And it's doubled the number of users and interaction. It's actually winning despite what Soros has done. Musk understands, as he said, if we end Western civilization, there's nowhere to spend the damn money. These globalists like Zuckerberg, I was just in Hawaii a few months ago, and I actually went to his house, thousands of acres that he actually, a bunch of it he stole from natives. He bought the land around it and then stole it. And there he is with all these black Angus cows in his own beautiful place, but he wants us in the metaverse. He's got a giant bunker they've been building for 3 years with huge earth-moving equipment, 10 stories deep, they admit, even in the news. Why would you build a world where you've got to hide in a bunker? That doesn't seem too smart, Gavin. The old aristocracy had problems, but it got that it was in charge to help everybody so everybody wouldn't kill them like the French Revolution. Instead, they've initiated a French Revolution. The globalist movement, this is a key, I want your take on this. is the first major revolution of the elite against the people, with the elite posing as the grassroots and as the populist and trying to get populists to go against themselves. I mean, it's a new theory, but I don't see the dog hunting.
I don't get why they want to destroy the West so badly. Is that just an accident? Is that collateral damage? They want to destroy it to build it up? Because what I think a lot of people don't understand is the West and the East, and it's not just one culture and there's other cultures. The West is the only culture. All these other groups are dying to come here. So if we don't have the West, there's nowhere to go. There's no oasis. That's what the West is. It's the final resting ground for freedom. So if you destroy it, then there's no, like, Russia, China, they're not different than us. They're worse than us.
Well, that's why the globalists want to get rid of it. They want a plastic, corporate, soulless thing, and they're threatened by 1950 America 2.0. They're threatened by people wanting freedom and people demanding rights. I mean, that's it.
Yeah, but it's going to come after them. Remember those two in St. Louis, the couple with the guns? BLM started going on their property, and then they thought, we're just going to destroy their property. And if they weren't armed, those two would have been dead, and that mansion would have been burnt to the ground. So I hope the elites realize that they're next.
Well, that's the paradox. I'm somewhat of a novice historian, so are you, a lay historian. Why would they think they could institute a mass communist uprising by globalist bankers who pay no taxes? Yeah. That doesn't sound like a very smart plan.
No, I think, well, you and I always argue about this. Is it malicious intent with a grandmaster plan, or is it just greed and incompetence gone awry? I think you tend to go with the master plan more, and I tend to go with the incompetence more. I think these are short-term greedy people who haven't figured out that they're burning the land around them and soon there'll be no food.
No, I actually agree with you. This is nuanced. It is a greedy, looting world government they sold as peace on earth when they're the ones funding war. So they act like it's a master plan, but really it's a template for looting.
Yeah. And we've already seen it. Like the guy who went into the Pelosi mansion, he just got 30 years. People can get over your wall. It's South Africa's an interesting case where they live in total and utter chaos with razor wire around their homes, but they have a gardener and a maid and a butler because labor is so cheap there. So I think we're able to tolerate a lot more terrible of an environment than we're experiencing now. You always go, when's the tipping point?
I was about to say, I asked you like 7 years ago. It's a viral clip. Guys, look up. Alex Jones asked Gavin McGinnis, how bad can it get? I said, if we reach the peak, you said, no way. There's no limit. You were right.
South Africa is the limit. I mean, there's buildings that have been taken over by squatters where they use the elevator shaft as a toilet. And they tried to cut off the power there to sort of starve them out. And they go, okay, there is no power in this building. And they just live in various offices that they treat as tents, and they leave their garbage on the ground. I mean, we can get a lot worse before people wake up.
And why does Soros and his evil son think they'll be safe in a system like this?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I don't like when people go, oh, soon Soros will be dead and that will be the end of it. His son is the exact same person, and these foundations will go on forever. I mean, the good news is there seems to be some kind of a attrition going on where us outsiders have had to work harder. And now people, with thanks to the internet and Twitter, people can see that we were right the whole time. You know, like Ann Coulter once said, our blacks are better than their blacks, and she was roasted for it. But her point was, if you're a black conservative, you're getting hammered at Thanksgiving, you're getting hammered at Christmas, your relatives aren't speaking to you, so you have to have your facts right. You have to be able to argue, and you have to have the courage of your convictions. So black conservatives tend to be smarter and more informed than black liberals.
And wealthier because they're hardworking. So it's Nietzschean, that which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger.
Yeah. And then that's exactly it with the outcast, the Tucker getting fired and you getting sued and me being censored. You end up having to work harder and you end up with a higher quality product. And then outsiders come in and go, I really prefer that Alex Jones to Rachel Maddow. I feel like I'm getting a lot more information. And it's because you don't have a choice. You have to be better.
Yeah, the enemy really keeps us honest.
Yes. And so does this environment of the people who follow us too. Like they do their own research with such rigor. I have to do a whole segment on corrections every show now because they'll be like, no, you were talking about Guam. That's not Grenada.
And by the way, I welcome that. I love the fact that my crew and my audience, because I make little mistakes all the time, and I'm happy to correct it because I'm not trying to lie. And it makes me better.
That's what the beauty of old America was. Like when you'd have Gore Vidal arguing with William F. Buckley. Debate. Everyone's smarter after a debate. And then the left, because of the competency crisis, got stupider and stupider, and they started losing debates. Like that woman, I did a viral clip with this woman. She said, we don't have the best system in the world. Lots of European countries have better systems. And I said, oh, so you mean systems that are more white? Countries like Norway and Finland and Denmark, they're better than us and they're more white than us. And that had never occurred to her before. But everyone watching that argument could see my point, and now we're all smarter. But after losses like that I just described, they said, okay, don't argue with them anymore. Well, what should we say? Why aren't we arguing? We can't say because we're dumber. And they go, well, we don't want to give Nazis a platform. That's code for I don't want to lose this debate and look stupid. Because that's all
I was about to say. That's all they've got while they fund the Ukrainians, that their main core is Nazism.
And they're giving, we got John Stewart giving him awards, handing out awards to the Nazis.
All right. You got a lot of points you want to get to. I asked you for talking points, which you never do, but I really want to get to the points you want to cover. But guys, put it on screen. I have the article right here, the video. CNN admits Trump is 13 points ahead in battlegrounds. He's 20 points in their own poll, and all the other polls show the same numbers. That is a landslide. Even in their skewed poll where they're sampling more Democrats than Republicans, it's more like 25, 30 points for Trump. This is the biggest political realignment, I think, in modern, probably in 250 years of U.S. history. Do you agree with that? And what do you expect them to do as everything they do backfires?
Oh, massive cheating is going to go on. They're going to try to reintroduce COVID and say we have to do mail-in ballots. But I have faith in the American people, even the dumb ones, even the sheep. And I think even they are saying, all right, that's enough. If you see a COVID mask, I saw the Rolling Stones last night in New Jersey, and there was out of probably 100,000 people, I saw one couple wearing a mask, a COVID mask, and everyone was just looking at them going, what are you doing? Stop. You look special needs when you wear a mask now. So when they try to reintroduce COVID to affect the election, I don't think it's going to work. And they're going to rig it, but it's going to be too big to rig. They're going to cheat, but we're still going to win.
I agree with that. Biden is saying, here it is right here, an October surprise by Russia and North Korea that they're going to launch military operations to get Trump elected. Excuse me, in 101 geopolitics, a October surprise is always your government launching a war or generating one, because generally war is good for an incumbent. Am I wrong, Gavin? Because always the default is an incumbent launches a war or exacerbates one. How does a war starting help Trump?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
I mean, we all know an October surprise is our government starting a war. I mean, so now if Russia or North Korea or China starts a war, it's for Trump?
But we haven't stopped having a war. I mean, COVID was a war of sorts. And then we have Israel going on. Now we have Ukraine and Russia going on so long, people are bored. They don't even care. You could put the front page of the New York Post or the New York Times could have like a dead child from Ukraine on it, and people wouldn't blink. They don't care anymore. We've sort of reached war fatigue.
And that's what's dangerous, because the head of NATO announced Friday, Stoltenberg, yes, we're giving heavy cruise missiles. We're going to start attacking Moscow with 2,000-pound bombs. And Russia said, fine, we'll start hitting NATO targets outside of Ukraine. This is World War III, is what Medvedev said. And it's also what their foreign minister said. So it seems like you're right. People are sick of the war. 80%+ don't support it. But we're sleepwalking into Armageddon. And now Europe's announcing plans for conscription. The Selective Service says, oh, we're going to start conscription or force register all males. Notice they didn't say women in the federal announcement, Gavin. It's men again. No, I demand the harpies from The View, the sea hags from The View. I want Whoopi Goldberg, all 400 pounds, on the front line.
Yeah, that's what they asked for. They said there's no such thing as gender, so it's time for conscription. That's why the anti-suffragists, by the way, fought against it. The females who didn't want the right to vote was a massive movement, and they didn't want to get conscripted. They didn't want to be treated the way men are, because men get treated really badly in over history.
Yeah, let's speak to that. Statistics, speak about the war, but then the statistics. It turned out Asian women are paid way more than white men. There's seven Asian groups ahead of whites. The average white person turns out is a construction worker or a plumber or a service technician. This idea that white men are just, or men in general, just laying around all lazy, and we've got all this privilege, Gavin.
Well, it's suitable. We're talking about this on Memorial Day. I was talking to a Vietnam vet last week, and he goes, "Yep, everything's trying to kill you. Not if it's not Charlie, it's the fucking bugs, it's the heat." And the crippling amount of fear these poor bastards must have gone through, and to trivialize it, to tear down statues, it's worth noting on Memorial Day how many ingrates there are in the Western world. And on this day, you should just be in awe of the suffering that men have endured. I mean, just take Vietnam, like just take the heat. You have an 80-pound pack on your back. For 3 days, you have to carry water for 3 days. There's no one's going to be around you for 3 days. And you're walking in this stultifying heat, mosquitoes, no bug dope, sweating your balls off, and also worried about being ambushed. And we lost 60,000 men.
Landmines, booby traps, foot rot, and then the women are back at home, but men are bad.
Yeah, like, the fact that, you know, I heard a vet say when he was in Britain, he was wearing, I don't know, a vet hat or something, and not one person said thank you for your service. And when he's in America, he goes, "I get thank you for your service like 4 or 5 times a day." I think we're losing that, and we're drifting into this British European trivialization of soldiers and masculinity. And that's the death knell of any society, is to mock the patriarchy, to mock Christianity.
And the left in a paradox, though, wants a draft now to make men go fight for them. So they hate men, but they need men.
You know what might be going on here? I think the system, the elites recognize that there's this general apathy for war and patriotism, which is that's their golem. They created that monster, and now it's attacking them. So it might be why we're about to have 12 million illegals in this country of fighting age, aptly named. I mean, we're at, what, 8 or 9 now? We'll be at 12 in no time.
I don't think opinion. The Democrats have said they're the new military.
They'll give them free citizenship if they go fight or something?
Yeah. We got to go to break, okay. But I want to come back with the points you want to get to, but we got a minute and a half till break. But going back to Russia and Putin wanting a ceasefire, and the fact that the left has lost all support, where is this going?
I think it's going to fizzle. I think what we'll do is what we did with Vietnam, where we just said, we won. It's over. And send everyone home. You need interest. It's almost like a reality show. It makes sense that Zelensky was a TV star. You need interest in your show to get people buying ads. And no one's interested in the TV show Ukraine anymore. So it's just going to fizzle out. And Lord knows where that money went.
Well, that's right. It turned out no defenses were built, 200 plus million, nothing. They just shoved young men up there to fight the Russians.
And then you see the ambassador to Ukraine driving a $300,000 electric Rolls Royce or whatever it was, the most expensive car in the world. And you think this money.
It was $1 million. Sorry. A gold $1 million Rolls Royce while your young men are having their arms and legs blown off.
Depraved. Depraved. That's why we need Memorial Day. We need to focus on that. Don't say happy Memorial Day. Say enjoy your Memorial Day. It's not a happy day.
I would say reflect on Memorial Day.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen the footage? It's all over the country. The left is attacking Memorial Day parades.
They're attacking what, sorry?
They're attacking Memorial Day
parades?
Yeah.
I'm sorry I died. I was conscripted. The state ripped me out of my chair, sent me to Vietnam. I was murdered there for some war I didn't even understand. And now you're desecrating my grave?
That's it. Look, I'm not some guy that just punches the button, oh, I love the veterans, but I actually do. It's a good thing I wasn't at these rallies because I can't take this anymore, man. I mean, these people are scum. They are literal scum. We'll be right back with Gavin McGinnis. Stay with us. So much coming up. It's more important than ever to keep independent true media on air. And when you buy the products, that's what you're doing. And at least for the foreseeable future, we're still here. If things change, I'll let you know. But it's essential you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com because it funds the operation. But that's a side issue. They really are amazing. And I didn't know this. Somebody told me. Nitric Boost, I've been plugging for months, has been sold out. Bestseller. Cleans out your blood. Cleans out your cardiovascular system. Does incredible things. Dr. Mikovits has talked about how it's one of the best formulas out there. Everybody should be on it, young and old, black and white. It is back in stock. Got a big shipment of it in at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. So if I've been plugging it and you go there and it's not there, I apologize. I need to get more briefings on what's in stock and what's not. But it's now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
He's got a big list of things he wants to cover. Follow him on X at X, Gab McGinnis. You can also find him at censored.tv. What a great network he's got. What amazing work he's done. He's been through hell. If we don't champion the people that the enemy has targeted, we're losers. They target what they're afraid of. They're afraid of Gab McGinnis at censored.tv. Now, speaking of InfoWars, the judge on June 14th has said, quick update, federal judge, Judge Lopez, is a fair guy. He said if they don't settle with us and they're dealing in bad faith, he's going to hand the company back to me. The problem is they're going to attack us as we're in Austin, Texas. Totally communist run now. It wasn't when I was here as a kid. They'll be able to come take it over. So we're talking 3-4 months. They've openly bragged they want to shut us down. We're going to continue to fight on. Anything you order at InfoWarsStore.com is shipped out within a day or so. It's important to keep supporting InfoWars. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned. My two latest books, The Great Awakening, the latest. The Great Reset's the book before that. The Plan to Defeat the New World Order. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So many great products. TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy discounted. Ultimate fish oil, highest grade fish oil. Nitric boost, it cleans out your blood. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. But regardless, my dad, that's been involved with this company for 12 years creating the supplements, went and set up his own warehouse, his own system, has so many products not available at InfoWars Store, are available at DrJonesNaturals.com. Next level foundational energy is not a stimulant, but it cleans out your mitochondria and creates amazing instant energy. You've not experienced this. Next level foundational energy. All the nano silver products and all the great organic toothpaste that are fluoride free and all the other great products like Kaba Chill and Rocket Rest and Top Brain. They're all there. The turmeric toothpaste, the tooth whitening toothpaste. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. So if you support the broadcast and say you want to help, I'm telling you, whatever happens to InfoWars, it'll be great to have the sponsor going forward, either at InfoWars or somewhere else. I need you to go to drjonesnaturals.com right now, ladies and gentlemen, and support the broadcast. drjonesnaturals.com. And of course, InfoWarsStore.com has got the best water filtration at the lowest prices, 10% off right now as well. So InfoWarsStore.com or drjonesnaturals.com. But I'm asking listeners who believe in what we're doing and have seen the great effect we've had to back us now. And I'm telling you, the place to do it is drjonesnaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com. But particularly drjonesnaturals.com because that's separate from InfoWars. I'm not going to be held down. I'm not going to be stopped. And there's nobody better to work with than my dad, who's such a great guy. All right, Gavin, I had your talking points. You never send talking points, but I asked for them. And you sent me some. And then I somehow mixed them into my pile here. And I thought they were really all intriguing and amazing. But before, they're bringing them back to me. But because I got so many articles. And I don't just put this out here as a prop. I literally read all these, scanned all these. It's just insane, all the news I've got. But finishing up with Ukraine, Israel, the wars, what they're going to do about Trump, 20 points ahead, 13 points in battlegrounds. What are they going to do? What tricks are up their sleeves? How would you warn people to respond to that? What do you as a father, because that's what it comes down to at the end of the day as a father. I know you're a father, married, great kids, me too. What should we be expecting? Because I really respect your view on this.
Well, that's an interesting comment about the kids. When I had my kids, I thought I'm not going to mention politics to them at all. And I'll let them find their own way, sort of like the way our parents let us find our own way. But in this day and age, if you do that, you create a vacuum and the school fills it in with woke crap. So you need to red pill your kids from day one. My daughter's 17. I may have missed her. She may be anti-Trump. She's not very political, but I'm worried about that. My 15-year-old son, I just nipped him in the bud. I just caught him because I realized this about 7 years ago. And then my 11-year-old, totally fine. I'll ask him if he wants to watch a movie. He'll say, is it woke? He doesn't want to watch woke crap. He throws away comic books like the Beano when he sees that they're clearly pushing an agenda. So it's really important, because we're not going to be around forever, to red pill our kids and make them curious and tell them that all this stuff they're being told in school, like we all came from one black lady in Africa, is a theory. You're hearing theories taught to you as fact, and you should hear other theories. Because your teacher's likely wrong. And that's the best way to save this country, as they ramp up the attacks. Because they're coming after our kids with Drag Queen Story Hour and grooming and propaganda in cartoons and kids movies. So you want to mess with my kids? Fine. I'm going to come back fighting harder than ever.
You know, I'm glad you raised that because Dr. Spock, who was the best-selling author, child psychologist, for those that don't know, in the 60s, 70s, 80s, said, oh, yeah. Let your child be themselves. Let them discover what they want to be. And they were doing that so the state could come in and screw the kids up. And that's now admitted. The truth is, if you're a strong father and mother and you're explaining to them early, not fake fairy tales, but real stuff to be concerned about and empowering them and making them work hard, they actually want to listen to their parents. I listened to my dad. I listened to my mother, because they were like very matter of fact about, you better watch out. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. And it came true. There's nobody better to listen to than your parents, and especially my grandparents and uncles and aunts that were all explaining things to me how the world worked. And I was particularly blessed because some of them had been like involved in black ops and, you know, you name it. And then they were anti. So I was like literally blessed because I was learning this by the time I was 5 years old. But if you don't raise your children, if you don't program your children, someone else will. And my 16-year-old for a couple years became a leftist, became brainwashed because I didn't try to program her. I didn't even try, you know, I was still educating him some, but not much. Now all my children are awake. My 7-year-old daughter just listens to me and my wife talk, and she likes my show, so my wife lets her listen to it. And she literally, my grandmother's dead now, but she gave her a subscription to like whatever the kids outdoor magazine is. So it comes to the house. She died like 6-7 years ago, but it still comes. And about a week ago, without me saying, my daughter was 7-year-old reading this, and it was a bunch of global warming. Humans are bad, killing the earth. And my 7-year-old goes, this is globalist propaganda, and goes and throws it in the trash can in front of me. And I was like, yes, without even, I never did that in front of her. She just got it.
Yeah, it really is eerie when you look at the early childhood education, how obsessed the left is with pursuing that. Like, what's his name who launched Barack Obama's career from the Weather Underground? Bill Ackers was his. Yeah, that's his degree, early childhood education. Of all the things to want to be interested in, they all have these PhDs.
Ryan Stelter is going in to be the school board to control curriculum in his town. Sorry, go ahead.
I know his neighbor. Yeah, it's just like you don't think they're going to be as demonic as they are. So you go, well, at least the kids are safe. I mean, Bloods and Crips don't shoot each other if the kids are around. So surely our enemies in a much more elevated state than gang warfare, surely they won't come for the kids. But always second guess them. They're much worse than you think. They're happy to sacrifice children. They're, you know what they are? They're pagans. We're really going back to pre-Christianity here, and they're happy to sacrifice their children to the cause. Have their lesbian daughter have her breasts cut off. One of the most intricate organs in the human body is the female breast. It's got a lab in it that monitors the child's, you know, iron levels and adjusts the milk accordingly. If you see an x-ray of a breast, it's shocking, and all the mechanics in there, and they're just lopping it off because they think they're us. You know, there's only 14 lesbian bars left in America. They're all dying because lesbians just think they're men now.
Well, we all know what happens with lesbians. They just haven't found the right man yet. I mean, I don't tell you how many men I know whose wife was a former lesbian.
Yeah. Well, a lot of them were just molested, so the penis reminds them of Uncle Marty. But they're not men. So stop this, please. Like men, I was watching a video the other day with this guy who uses crazy glue and cotton balls to form a sort of a polymer that can repair various things around your home. I was enraptured. I couldn't look away for 10 minutes. And I thought these girls that cut their tits off would be bored to tears if they were watching this video about crazy glue and cotton, because we're very unique. We're very
men. Explain it. Men love to fix things.
We're fascinated by how things work. Like, I could watch a show on how they make garden hoses, and if someone talked, I'd say, sha-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, they use sort of a powder to make sure that the rubber doesn't stick to itself. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. And then you look at the machine, you think, how could I improve this machine? You'll notice that too with men. they'll hear what the other guy does, and I don't know, he sells grapple grommets, and they'll go, couldn't you bunch those up in like large boxes and then sell them to a distributor who, like, we always want to improve the other guy's system. It's just what we do.
We're trying to help.
Women
fight with each other. Nothing against women, but on average they do fight with each other.
Well, it's how we evolve as a species. You gotta be a classist. You have to have a hierarchy. That's why birds do that funny little dance. Cause they're trying to say, I'm the best possible mate. So women are always looking for the highest quality mate. Men don't have that. We can hang out with the King of England or a sanitation worker.
Exactly. And women claim they want a man that submits to them, but all the numbers show they leave him because they're biologically inclined for an alpha male. They can't help it.
It's how we survived. If you don't have that, you get weaker and weaker as a society. And that might be where we are here. This could all come back to birth control, where women think they're pregnant on the pill and they're attracted to beta males because they don't want to get impregnated again while they're pregnant. Then they go off the pill and they realize they married their brother and they're disgusted. So then they get divorced. So we got.
Well, what do you make of women? Because women are now rampaging wanting real males. It's not just a movement. It's everywhere where women are rejecting it all. And if there are certain percentages of women that are astronauts and scientists and doctors. They're the women that have the super high. It's fine to always have a percentage that want that. But most women obviously want to be homemakers. That's the natural thing to do in any mammalian species or any animal species. But now women are like kind of going the other extreme. They're right. They're saying we want the men.
Yeah, I think they saw their Gen X dad be a weak man and get dumped by her mom. The problem with these women too that are looking for real men is they have kids because they married the beta male, got disgusted after they bred, and she stopped being on the pill. So now she's walking around with two kids. She's pretty young. She's 30, but no one wants a woman with kids. Sorry, I don't want to raise your kids.
What's going to happen? There's even, you said this 20 years ago. I said it 20 years ago, but now it's Yahoo News. College degrees are worthless. Only 10%, which is true, like a doctor or scientist, yeah, you got to have it. But it's like, what's going to happen is the whole fraud comes down.
Yeah. Well, I think academia ruined its brand this week. No matter how you feel about this week, these months, no matter how you feel about Israel, pro or against, you can't deny that the students have behaved like complete tools. I mean, it's not offensive to me. It's embarrassing. I feel bad for them. They destroyed their brand, but they also destroyed the left's brand and Ivy League's brand. Like, I live in a pretty ritzy neighborhood and I can see these moms who are totally, they pretend they're into diversity. They're totally devoted to eugenics. That's all they care about.
Oh, the left, they've done studies. The left lives in the most white areas of anybody. I mean,
They want them to go to Ivy League so they'll marry someone of their caliber, their ilk, and then continue the family name. They're like Indians with their obsession with keeping
system.
Money in the family.
So since we went to break, I get it. You can't follow everything. Neither can I. It's got no attention. New York, L.A., universities all over. Princeton's the video we've got. I've got more articles here. The left goes out and blocks a Memorial Day parade and pushes people around. Here's the video.
Free, free Palestine! Free, free, free Palestine! Free, free Palestine! Free, free Palestine! Free, free Palestine! Free, free Palestine!
Can you imagine being so tone deaf that you go out and block Memorial Day parades, Gavin McGinnis?
Is nothing sacred? Holy, what do dead soldiers have to do with Hamas and Israel? You're saying that you don't want maybe get mad at Veterans Day. You might have a semblance of an argument, but Memorial Day isn't for vets. It's for fallen soldiers, those who have died in battle. I bet they don't even know that. I bet they just think it's War Day.
Incredible. All right, shifting gears. You want to get into Trudeau and his pedo problems, Proud Boys' 8th year anniversary, how much free we were 20 years ago, people constantly on their phones, which is one of my big ones. women dating for food now. And you've got back from Canada visiting parents. They have no intention of going into a home and would happily die at home. What do you do as a son, Gavin?
Yeah, well, that's a lot of subjects. I texted your producer.
No, we got a whole other hour coming up, so just start with them.
Well, the last one, I was just with my folks, and they live in a huge house that they don't really use. They're often one little corner of it. They grew up in apartments, so I think that's their genetics. I don't know. They want to be in the apartment in a house. But they're getting older, and the idea of going to a home is like they would literally shoot themselves if I tried to drag them out to go to a home. I hired a nurse to take care of them. They fired her immediately. I set up a camera in there so I could see if they fall. They turned it off, unplugged it. So, what do you do? I don't understand what I'm supposed to do. I guess I move in with them. Okay. I got a family. What if they live for another 5 years? And my brother tried to move in with them and it was fights the whole time. They hated it. So do you just let your parents die? I've never been in this situation before. I don't know what to do.
That's the thing. They stop eating. Yeah. What do you do?
And they drink a lot. So when you've got a beer in your hand, you don't really know you're hungry. But my dad, his legs look like a grasshopper's legs. So I said, are you just going to die here? And he goes, yep. And I feel powerless.
Well, that's a heavy subject.
I ordered them food.
That's a heavy subject.
Yeah. I mean, we're all going to go through it. Everyone in the world is going to go through it at some point. You say, come in. I like the old tradition where the parents would live with you in the basement and you return the favor that, you know, they did for the first 18 years or they raised you, but they would hate to live in my home.
Yeah. Well, they definitely live longer if they live with you. Yeah. That's important.
Yeah.
But at least you're thinking about your parents. The left literally doesn't even think about them.
No, they're horrified by them. They don't even speak to them because they watch Fox News, which, by the way, is alarmingly mainstream and moderate and even woke in some cases. I've seen them glorifying trans kids and stuff. So this whole, like, I don't talk to my dad because he's been brainwashed by Fox News shows you how radically left you are if you think that Fox is right. Alex Jones and Gavin McInnes are right, not Fox News.
That's why they're trying to silence us. What about Trudeau? How he's staying in power, the horrible things he's done, and all the weird stuff coming out about him.
Well, have you heard about this? So there was this pig farm in Picton, Ontario, that was made a bunch of money. They sold a bunch of land in a very corrupt-looking way. And then they had a charity for kids. And there was a pedophile who ran the whole thing, and he's been imprisoned for raping children. And they think there was a whole racket going on with Indigenous kids. In Canada, they call Indians First Nations. So these First Nations kids were separated from their parents, were allegedly raped and murdered. And it's coming out now, a lot of strange coincidences, strange things about Trudeau and this pig farm. He lived a mile away. His roommate was jailed for pedophilia. He was a drama teacher at the time. He left his job in the middle of the school year, which is unusual, because he said he was going on a talking tour, which he didn't do. He just ended up working at another school, also nearby to this pig farm. And then number five, there was this alleged payment that went out to someone, hush money, to the tune of $2 million. And that was around the same time as the drama club teacher. Now, I may be getting some details.
No, and the word is it's Trudeau. And by the way, the guy's a serial killer, the pig farmer.
Yes. So they're calling the pig farm Canada's Epstein Island, and Trudeau is getting more and more associated with it.
Well, you look at Trudeau and his dad. These are, I mean, Trudeau says on TV, I want a dictatorship.
Yes. Yeah. That's a classic leftist line, though. Like, remember that dude at the New York Times, the guy who wrote the book, The Earth is Flat. I forget his name, but he said, I wish we could be China for a year and just get everything done with healthcare and all the laws they want to enforce. And then we'll go back to being a free nation.
Yeah, right.
This is their secret fantasy.
So Klaus Schwab has resigned. Melinda Gates has resigned. All hundreds of bankers have resigned. And you said they don't want to be sued. They know it's going down. I agree. That's part of it. But Trudeau is the protege of the example Klaus Schwab set of penetrating the cabinets, he is reviled in Canada. And people say, why do we care about Canada? It's a microcosm. What do you make of that?
Oh, yeah. Well, you always have to pay attention to Canada and Britain, and to a certain extent Australia, and then obviously the rest of the Western world. But Britain, Ezra Levant describes as a dystopic time machine where we can see where we're going to be in 5 years. So pay close attention to socialist countries like Britain and Canada, because they are the forebearers of what we are going to be. We're going to have this. Like you see in Britain, they go and they visit you if you tweet something negative about the state. We're there.
They're now arresting people in Canada for that. And you're absolutely right. It's like California. Why do we care about California? Because that's the beta test.
Yes. Please, we're a lot more universal than we were before with the internet and everything and these globalists. But you know what's funny about Justin Trudeau, how he arrived at the globalist door? So I know him. My family, my brother is friends with his brother. So our families have interacted. And, as a kid, he's one of the dumbest people ever met. His father, which I think is Fidel Castro, was with a bimbo. Like his mother, Justin Trudeau's, is like a groupie. She had sex with all of the Rolling Stones. She's a slut. And, when you marry a dumb slut, you end up with a dumb kid. So Justin's retarded. And, he's always been obsessed with how he's perceived. He wants to be seen as cool. That's all he cares about. And there was a band in Canada called the Tragically Hip. They're kind of like the Grateful Dead of Canada. Like,
I've heard them. Yeah.
And so that guy, the singer, he said, Justin Trudeau was at one of his shows, huge show, 80,000 people. And he goes, I want to give a shout out to the greatest prime minister we've ever had. Ladies and gentlemen, Justin Trudeau. And everyone cheered. And that was him. Like in Nirvana, that was his heaven. And so he was the guy that the Tragically Hip liked, and he was a very happy man. Then that dude died, and Justin Trudeau announced it to the Canada, like, we care. And tears were like coming out of his eyes like a garden hose. The guy was hysterical because with that band died Justin's cool reputation.
Well, that's right. So I mean, he really is a total puppet. We call him retarded, not meanly. He is literally, he has no idea, like he's autistic or something. He's so stupid.
Oh, ask him what 144 plus 21 is, and he'll disappear for 5 hours. My brother went camping with him once, and they lit a campfire, and this is way before he was prime minister, obviously. And Justin said, shouldn't we be concerned about the carbon footprint of a campfire? He actually buys it.
He actually believes the bull.
It gets worse. They're going on a canoe trip, and they have all their food. And Justin goes, I'm going to go this way. And they go, no. It's very complicated going on a canoe trip in Canada because you want to avoid waterfalls.
Sure.
So they go, I think that's a waterfall, and you have all our food. And he goes, don't worry about it. I got it. It's not that deep. It's not that big of a waterfall. So they portage their canoes, and they walk around the whole thing.
Yeah.
They meet him about an hour later. The canoes are upside down. The food is gone, and he's drenched, and he hasn't even pulled the canoes up to where he is. They're still upside down in the water, and he's just standing there. He's got a rope holding one of the canoes, just standing there catatonic. That's what he's doing to Canada, and he's doing it now with the globalists because, as I was saying with the Tragically Hip, he was wandering around like a nomad. He had no friends, and Klaus goes, hey, you can join our cult. And he's like, yes, finally.
It's the same thing with Biden being retarded or Zelensky being retarded. They're just front men.
Yeah, the globalists love a pariah president, a pariah prime minister, because they find someone who's constantly being insulted, ridiculed, mocked, and they want a family. They want someone who loves them. And Klaus loves political losers.
All right, Gavin, hour number two, tons to cover, censored.tv. Go check the show out there, censored.tv. X Gavin McGinnis on X. Incredible. Love Gavin McGinnis. All right, we're going to come back, and we're going to rampage straight ahead. Stay with us.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Some stations don't carry this first 5 minutes, but we join them in 6 minutes. But I want to finish up on Trudeau because he's so fascinating as an empty suit, literally a vessel, kind of like just a chatbot or a robot, literally saying, we're going to arrest you if you don't take shots, and then saying he never did it, arresting truck drivers and peaceful protesters, and then he's using parliamentary manipulations to stay in power, like a two-party system. You can stay in power if you get other coalitions to be with you, even though he has a 20% approval rating. Well, that was a month ago. I think it's like 18 now. Same thing with Netanyahu, who's got a 20% approval rating, but he stays in power. And it's just such an amazing moment. So here's a short clip of Trudeau on the shots, and I want to get Gab McGinnis' take, because he's been a Canadian. You know, he lives in America now, and you know, Scotland, the whole nine yards, global traveler, on what's going to happen with Trudeau, because he is the poster boy of the New World Order. Here it is.
Misinformation and disinformation is carrying people to believe things that are untrue. And vaccinations is a perfect example of it.
Any vaccine we distribute to Canadians will be safe for Canadians.
You know, our people who've probably gotten very sick from vaccinations.
To every vaccine that is approved is safe for Canadians is uncompromising.
Well, individuals are allowed to make their own choices. There may be all sorts of different reasons why someone is hesitant to get vaccinated. There's no more excuses to not get your shot. And therefore, while not forcing anyone to get vaccinated, enforcement measures in place will make sure that everyone is vaccinated. That I chose to make sure that all the incentives, travelers across the country need to be fully vaccinated. People coming into the country need to be fully vaccinated. We're there.
Don't get to work in the public service. Don't get to go to movie theaters or gyms or restaurants.
To encourage Canadians to get vaccinated. And that's exactly what they did. We got vaccinated to a higher level than just about any other of our peer country.
All right, so here's the paradox of being a populist, a pro-human, a common-sense person, a conservative, whatever you want to call us. We don't whine as victims. We move on and just forget what happened, lick our wounds, and move on. But we can't do that here because the criminals haven't been prosecuted yet, and they're planning new stuff we'll talk about next segment. So I see him doing this. We can't just move on, Gavin. We've got to bring this guy to justice.
Yeah, and I think justice is going to creep up on him. If it's not this pedophile farm, it's his horrific treatment of his own people during the COVID years. The whole trucker convoy, I think, you know what I think? I think the trucker convoy parking in Ottawa, they would honk their horns, and the politicians there said, this is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard. She said, honk, honk is code for Heil Hitler. That's what the convoy's about. And every sane person just laughed at her when she came up with that brilliant theory. But I think that convoy was a major turning point in the Western world. I mean, you see the farmers in the Netherlands and France now shooting sewage and manure at these political buildings, at these parliaments. I think those truckers in Canada empowered the farmers in Europe. I think Justin was so bad at his job that he almost ended globalism. Maybe Klaus regrets taking him under his wing.
You are way too humble. You keep saying, I think. No, it was a global movement now being copied from Sri Lanka to the Netherlands to Ireland. You're damn right, Gavin. I mean, this is a big deal. So good job. Canadians, people talk about Canadians being asleep. They've stood up more than Americans.
Yeah. It's a huge working class country. I mean, there's only a few cities. There's Toronto. Montreal doesn't really have any industry. And then you might have a few junkies in Vancouver. Calgary doesn't have any oil anymore. So the farming, hunting, this is a redneck culture, despite the way the elites want it to be portrayed. It's not Europe. It's the South in many ways.
Absolutely. So Trudeau's going to get removed soon.
Absolutely. That's his best case scenario. Going to jail for pedophilia, inappropriate relationships with teen students that were maybe 13 years old. That's his worst case scenario. Getting Epstein is his worst case scenario.
Well, again, you're being conservative. It's pretty overwhelming that he was involved with the serial killer pedophile network. All right, Gavin, back in 60 seconds, we'll go into the other big topics with you straight ahead, including cell phone zombies. It's more important than ever to keep independent true media on air. And when you buy the products, that's what you're doing. And at least for the foreseeable future, we're still here. If things change, I'll let you know. But it's essential you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com because it funds the operation. But that's a side issue. They really are amazing. And I didn't know this. Somebody told me. Nitric Boost, I've been plugging for months, has been sold out. It's bestseller. Cleans out your blood. Cleans out your cardiovascular system. Does incredible things. Dr. Mikovits has talked about how it's one of the best formulas out there. Everybody should be on it, young and old, black and white. It is back in stock. Got a big shipment of it in at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. So if I've been plugging it and you go there and it's not there, I apologize. I guess, get more briefings on what's in stock and what's not. But it's now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Well, there's a stop you need to make, and you need to become a subscriber. It's not just his show, but an amazing network of censored individuals. The system doesn't want you to hear. Censored.tv. It is amazing. Censored.tv. X Gavin McGinnis on X. Follow him there. Gavin, I want to finish up with the political awakening, where this is going. But I want to talk war with you and then the topics you sent me, which we don't usually do pre-interviews, but I said, hey, send me your topics. And I definitely want to talk about the cell phone situation. I want to talk about these other topics you sent. But look at these headlines. Putin wants Ukraine ceasefire on current frontline sources say. Stoltenberg, the head of NATO, says we're giving heavy weapons to Ukraine to start bombing Moscow. Russia says we'll respond by bombing NATO bases in Europe. I mean, folks, you cannot make this up. Europe's announcing they're reinstituting the draft. The Selective Service says they're going to register all males now automatically for the draft. Oh, women are not part of that? And again, I don't want women to be part of the draft. I don't want anybody part of the draft, folks. Not that I'm a pussy and I want to be in a war. If they had a draft for the border to control it, I would be part of that because this country's under attack. This is to literally fund this NATO-started war. We have the major chip manufacturers of the world, something like 80% of the high-tech chips are made in Taiwan. They have kill switches in the machines, in the chips. They're threatening to use those. China builds Xi Jinping, an AI chatbot to control thoughts of citizens. AI relies on mass surveillance, warns Signal Boss, which is totally true. FTC share AI models could violate antitrust laws. Think so. Google's new AI search features have been recommended. People drink urine. China unveils robot war dogs. I mean, we are in the future. We are in 2024. It is totally bonkers. Biden warns again a October surprise by the Russians or the Chinese to get Trump elected. Since when does a war help the insurgent and not the incumbent? This is such a crazy time to be alive. Gavin, your take on all these wars and the fact that the globalists admit all they've got is a big war to bring in the end of their old cashless society and bring in the new CBDC.
Yeah, I think that you need propaganda to push a war. You need the people to be on board because you need to take their money and send it to the war. And Ukraine used to have the social media. We used to all have our little flag as our bio. It was at the end of emails. It was who you were. It was your pronouns and then the Ukrainian flag. And that's just done now. So we're at a weird point where this technology is ramping up and AI is getting better, but everyone is getting dumber. Like I know this teacher here in the Bronx. He was trying to fail some kids who didn't even come to class once. They would come for the free lunch and then they would leave. So he never met them once. So he's going to give them an F, a 40 out of 100. That's a 49. And he tried to type in 49 and the option was ghosted. So he kept doing it up and up and up. The numbers started to become unghosted at 73, which I think is like a B minus. So these kids that never came to school were getting a B minus. That's indicative of American education, including medicine. We got UCLA leaking that because of affirmative action, a lot of their doctors don't understand the basics.
By the way, I'm hearing a record skip sound or a car crashing sound, like, I've seen that in the news, actually. They're not letting teachers score people. That's an example of AI where you're just made to go along on this parameter.
You've seen these tests. You know when they interview people on the street and who was George Washington, whatever, and Jay Leno used to have them on, feature them and stuff, and they've been a staple of American pop culture forever. But you can monitor those and watch them get worse and worse and worse. Like in the 90s, they'd say, when was Lincoln shot? And they'd be a few years off. Now they have questions like, what does Y-E-S spell? And the answer is Wes. So these same people are flying the drones in war and are trying to prevent AI from getting too powerful. It's not happening here. Like the machine is spinning out of control and no one knows how to drive it. We're like kids in a school bus where the bus driver just jumped out the window.
No, I totally agree. And that kind of goes the globalist argument of industrialized society makes people weak, makes them obsolete. We got to kill them. But then the globalists are worse than the dumbed down public. So I'm like, okay, Bill Gates, you kill yourself first, then I'll start listening.
Yeah, yeah. He can kill all his friends too. I don't mind. Just kill that whole sort of scene of these fake philanthropists. And that'll help chip away at the population. I mean, these people get into young people's brains, and now you've got 6-year-olds crying about climate change and 25-year-olds refusing to get married and have kids because they don't want to overpopulate the planet. Meanwhile, the population is not a problem.
By the way, since you raised that, here's a new national poll. Nearly 50% of Americans believe, mainly young people, the Earth will be destroyed by climate change. The Earth ain't going nowhere, folks. The idea that a couple degrees, which it hasn't even, remember they said in the 80s we'd be flooded, by the 90s, by the 2000s we'd be flooded. None of it's true, but they believe this crap.
Yeah, listen to your elders, folks. We've been around for global cooling. In the 70s, we were going to run out of oil. Remember the oil crisis? Remember acid rain? That was going to kill us all. The ozone, there's a big hole in the ozone. We're all going to die. They've been pushing this for our entire lifetimes. And they never, just like a death cult, it's always like a year away, 2 years away. You know, didn't Al Gore say New York would be underwater like 10 years ago?
Yep.
I'm waiting.
It keeps changing. So let me ask you this. Why do the globalists follow the death cult model when it's so dangerous for them? Why are they such jerks?
I think they just think in the short term. They don't love their children. Their children were spoiled brats who went to boarding school and then disappeared to some fake Ivy League degree. And then they were off gallivanting in Italy. So they don't know their kids. And I think they're just saying, fuck the world. I want to eat well tonight and burn my estate down when I die. They're nihilists.
Exactly. They want to make us nihilists where we don't have any dream of the future, because what humans dream we build, they want us to give up, hate ourselves, give up our life force, get rid of our self-preservation instincts so they can rule over us.
They're just miserable people. You know, you take you take family out of the equation, you take Christ out of the equation, you take legacy out of the equation. What is there to live for? And it's funny because we have the exact opposite value system. We love our kids. We want our kids' kids to do well. We praise Jesus and God every night, thankful for our situation. And we want to live as long as possible in a safe society that has a future.
Well, that's it. I mean, I look at my ancestors, the ones I knew and the ones before them, and they were just complete badasses. And then I like have this legacy. Man, I come from amazing people, and I think humans are amazing. We do such great stuff. Let's do amazing things together. Let's go to space. Let's learn the secrets of the universe. And these people are saying, no, you're ugly. Eat bugs, die. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, that's what you should do on Memorial Day, is just look back in awe at the badasses who said, I'm going to storm the beaches of Normandy. I'm going to Vietnam to the jungle to die for my country. I'm not asking any questions. That's just what I do. I mean, it's incredible. The hundreds of millions that have died in these wars in the history that built the greatest civilization
in the
world.
And these pussies live off our power and then hate it. Why don't the globalists admire the power and supercharge it? What is their problem? Because they're inbred scum.
Because they're a threat to them. These bravery is bad for them. Like I would say, I would pour some of my 40 out today for Ashley Babbitt, because as my friend Dan Goodwin was saying, she died in the line of battle. She took an oath to defend the Constitution from all threats, both foreign and domestic. And that's what she was doing on January 6th when she was shot through the neck by an incompetent affirmative action, didn't earn it hire, DEI hire.
Who they gave awards to.
Memorialized.
They gave an award, a medal for shooting a woman, an unarmed woman.
He says he saved lives, and that's the narrative they go with. That's the left saying he's a hero. I think he's running for office.
Yeah, he just lost. So let's shift gears here. Let's talk about the Proud Boy 8 anniversary, how much freer we were 20 years ago, and people constantly on their phones and more.
Okay. Yeah, 8 years ago yesterday, I announced the foundation of the Proud Boys. And people always say, well, it started out as a joke, just a silly club like the Water Buffaloes or whatever on the Flintstones. But then it got co-opted and became a hate group and blah, blah, blah. No, it's never changed. The same silly rituals are at every meetup, naming the breakfast cereals, calling, you know, saying Uhuru, which is the Swahili word for freedom. Like all the jokes are still there, but the media perception changed, and the media decided to turn them into ogres. But it's just the same fun club with a bunch of guys hanging out, drinking beer, and making rude jokes.
Well, that's right. And what they're afraid of is fraternal orders, though.
Absolutely. That's the message. Like, the first wave was Max and John, the New York Proud Boys, who did 4 years. They're out now for fighting Antifa when Antifa didn't press charges. And then the club continued, so they said, all right, we're really going to drop the hammer. Then anyone who was associated with the group who happened to be at Jan 6 gets 20 to 30 years for trespassing. And they say, well, Trump's going to get them out. I don't give a shit. I'm still pissed that they've done, what, it's going to be 5 years by the time they get out? That's way too much for posing for selfies and meandering on a sacred day.
It shows how scared they are of us coming together.
Really? Well, and they go, remember they go, you need an F-15 to fight the government. You need a whole fleet.
That's Swalwell and Biden both said that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, remember the ranch, the Bundy Ranch That was about, I don't know, a couple dozen ragtag patriots, old men, teens, all with their guns, some of them 22s, some of them shotguns, some of them hunting rifles. And they just stood up against the army. And Obama said, this will look really bad on me if this turns into even a Kent state. Like, I can't have one person die or they'll be martyred and it'll make us look bad. The army turned around and went home, and the Bundy fans.
And what were they doing? Trying to take ranchers' cows off public land that had been on it for 100 years.
One of the last families. They were very successful at getting rid of all these farmers. But one of the last families, they stood their ground. No, a Arctic beaver owl or some rare tortoise is not worth me destroying the land that I built. That was useless land when they got
there. By the way, the cows weren't hurting the damn tortoise.
Yes. It's just, it's what they're doing in Europe now, trying to get all these farmers' lands because they say it.
And how obvious is that? They've already cut off a third of the farmers in Europe. They've cut the fertilizer off. That's going to cause, and then they blame the starvation on climate change.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy? I mean, it's murder. It's a form of terrorism. Terrorism is committing an act of violence in order to perpetuate your political beliefs. If you are starving your people to death, that's violence. And you're doing it to achieve political gain, promoting climate change. So you're a terrorist. So your own government is a terrorist. It's an enemy, both foreign and domestic.
Gavin, I can ask you a million questions because you're so on target. But just, I asked you earlier, you kind of got there. I make predictions or dead reckonings. Doesn't mean they're 100%, but it's where I think things are going. With 161 days to the election, the deep state totally losing, everything going on, what do you predict they're going to try, and what can we do to stop it?
Well, I think they want us to win. I think they've wrecked it so badly. It's almost like that crazy girlfriend who wants to get slapped. They realized that they got the wrong guy with Biden. They wanted a puppet, but they didn't realize that he would be turning into Weekend at Bernie's. So they know they've wrecked the country. The borders have been open for their, I don't know, their ghost army that they want to launch on Ukraine. That's become a mistake. We will have let in as many people as Ellis Island processed, 12 million. And it took them 60 years to separate the.
By the way, that's their number. Tucker's got numbers of 23 million.
Oh, my Lord. So they've created this incredible mess, and they want Trump to clean it up. So they're not going to run anyone. They want to lose. Trump will come in. Gas prices will go down. Border will get closed. We'll have a better America. People will be softer and more prone to propaganda, and then they can really launch their Gavin Newsom.
No, I agree. They're going to use Trump and blame him for the bad economy. He'll stabilize, but can't completely fix it. It's too big. Then they'll use that with hate to build their next assault. I think you're right.
Yep, they're taking 4 years off. They're going to warm the bench for 4 years while we clean up this mess, and then they're going to get back to their destruction.
Very astute. I think that's probably an 80% chance, though there's a wild arm of them saying they're going to kill Trump.
Yeah, and he should be scared. I think you, Trump, and Tucker should have the biggest security forces in America. I think you're the most vulnerable. But Trump, if they can't jail him, which they've failed to do, right? Are we giving up on the whole Trump going to jail, Trump trial? I think they've all realized Michael Cohen's a liar and they don't have anything. If you're resorting to a lunatic like E. Jean Carroll, who says women think rape is sexy, and that's your rape victim, you really are at the bottom of the barrel. I think.
And the latest is Jack Smith was in court last week and blew up screaming. Reporters wrote it down, and the federal judge said, stop it, settle down. He was literally hyperventilating, screaming at the judge and screaming because it's all coming out. He rigged the case.
Yep. And he's got his whole, he's got this like hive of liberal housewives who call themselves Jack Smith's army. And he loves it, just like Trudeau loves being seen as cool. And that's all falling apart now. So his whole identity, his whole brand, this year has been the year of brands destroying themselves, from Bud Light to drag queens to climate change to the whole never Trumpers. To Ivy League schools. They've all destroyed their brand this year. And I think we've sort of been waiting on the sidelines, letting them fail so we can go, you see?
So I think you just said it. So let's say this, because we're live now, but I'm going to put this up front in a viral video we're going to put out. Is Gab McGinnis saying we are living the age of the left committing political suicide?
Yes, they cannibalized themselves. They created a golem, and it is attacking its own. Especially with, like they said, the whole anti-Semitism in America. They said it's MAGA. White supremacy is the number one threat. MAGA extremists are the number one threat. And then we see all these schools and people attacking Jewish delis. There's no red hats in this crowd. It's basically two groups that are causing all this anti-Semitic mayhem. It's the Marxist students that the left created when they taught them to hate this country. And it's the violent refugees that the left let in, the Pakistanis, all the Muslims, the Syrians. All the, it's the Muslim refugees that the left said were welcome here. So you called us the bad guy, and the bad guys were two groups you created. And I'm just sitting there saying, told you so. I told you. I'd like an apology,
that's
please.
The paradox, because it's so sexy to be anti-Israel. I see Israel as a diversion, not even on my radar. I don't hate Israel, but I'm sick of the whole thing being a political football. And the only time I ever heard anti-Semitic stuff, because I used to speak at a lot of universities years ago, you know, I don't create a scene now, it would be so insane if I went, but I would literally be there with professors and crew and go to dinner with them when they'd say, well, you know, we need to kill all the Jews. And by the way, we're communist. And I'd be like, well, I don't support that. And they're like, well, you're not with us on that? I mean, the left is 99% of the crazed anti-Israel stuff, and there's the ADL and Soros pitting them and funding them. What is that about?
It's anti-whiteness. They see Israel versus Palestine as white versus brown, and no matter what the conditions were for that, if it's white versus brown, lefties are going to go with brown. They'll go with jihad. They'll go with Hamas.
And by the way, you nailed it. I mean, that's what, 6 months ago or three or four months ago, the head of the ADL said, he said in a clip, we should try to find it. I've heard it like five times. He says, listen, it goes black women, lesbians down and Jews are on the bottom. We're not the white people. He literally goes, wait, we're supposed to hate white people. He goes, you've made Jews the worst white people. Well, yeah, dumbass. You taught everybody white people are bad and you're the rich white people, dumbass. They see you as a rich white guy, you dumb son of a bitch. I didn't want to fight with the ADL. I don't want war with the ADL. I'm not against Israel. You're attacking me because I'm an American. You want to kick me around, sue me, censor me, and then you're upset your own racist hordes are now attacking you? What? Did you not know that would happen?
I mean, I saw this in Ferguson. I saw a clip of some old Jewish guy, and they were smashing the windows of a bank. And he goes, hey, guys, that's not a good look for us. I don't think we should be destroying banks. And they go, fuck you, Whitey. And he goes, no, I'm not white. I'm Jewish. And that made them even more mad. And now they were attacking him more. Like, sorry, like Jews, Asians, Lebanese, they've got to accept that if you're perceived as white, you're white. So sorry, Asians, you're in my boat. we're both going to get attacked at
the
riot.
Remember the whole thing trying to sell Asians on the epidemic of white against Asian didn't exist because Asians are starting to vote Republican?
Well, it works on young Asians because it's cool. And I went to the rallies at Columbia dressed as a liberal for fun.
I saw that.
And there was
guys, pull up the Rebel TV. Gab McGinnis goes as a liberal. It was like a month ago. Yeah, tell folks about that.
I think 60% of them were Asian girls, like ugly Asian female nerds. And my theory is that these tiger moms never let them have any fun because they had to get into Columbia, so it was piano and homework. And then
that was the same thing with Mao's Cultural Revolution. It was mainly girls.
Really?
Yeah.
That's their eugenic tendencies all over again. But I think they go, okay, I want to party now. I don't really drink. I'm Asian, but what's the big event? Oh, we're doing a camp out to support Palestine. I'm in. So they're there just for fashion. And the left created a fashion based on Marxism, which is oppressor oppressed. That's what everything comes down to. Well, when you push that, whoever's perceived as the winner, which is white people, even though they're not, as you said earlier, they're like seventh down on the ethnic scale of success as far as money goes. But paradigm, then the people perceived as the winners, which is white people, are going to be the enemies. And if you're perceived as the white person, as a Jew or even an Asian, you're going to be the enemy. You created this mess, you boobs. And the worst part about it is, I now that We've been proven right. I can't gloat. They're not listening. I would like some apologies. I'd like some I told you so's. But they have such blinders on. They're still talking about mega extremists, even through all this evidence of the contrary.
You are damn right. You have just nailed it. And all I want is freedom and prosperity. We're going to come back, and I want to get into your topics of the cell phones, because when I'm on a cell phone, I'm doing work. And I try to get on a desktop to do better work because the cell phone kills my eyes. But the young people I see particularly are on – I mean, I go to restaurants, and I see families. I went on Mother's Day family dinner at a restaurant, and I saw like 7-8 big tables where we were at. You'd have like 15 people at it, and all the kids are on their cell phones. No one ever talked to them the whole time. This is bad, folks. This is creating kind of an artificial autism. I want to talk about that with Gavin when we come back into his other subjects here. You can find him at censored.tv. So important to go to censored.tv. The real tip of the spear is Gavin McGinnis and the great work he's doing with his crew. Support independent media now more than ever. If you don't fund us, if you don't support us, if you don't magnify our content, we're done. If you take action, we win. We're almost winning. We're like at the top of the mountain. We're pushing. We're like contending and wrestling with the demon at the summit of the mountain. We're almost there, but we need your support. We're all in this together. You can follow him on X as well at X Gavin McGinnis. I'm Alex Jones. Follow me at Real Alex Jones. We'll be right back. It's more important than ever to keep independent true media on air. And when you buy the products, that's what you're doing. And at least for the foreseeable future, we're still here. If things change, I'll let you know. But it's essential you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com because it funds the operation. But that's a side issue. They really are amazing. And I didn't know this. Somebody told me. Nitric Boost, I've been plugging for months, has been sold out. It's bestseller. Cleans out your blood. Cleans out your cardiovascular system. Does incredible things. Dr. Mikovits has talked about how it's one of the best formulas out there. Everybody should be on it, young and old, black and white. It is back in stock. Got a big shipment of it in at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. So if I've been plugging it and you go there and it's not there, I apologize. I need to get more briefings on what's in stock and what's not. But it's now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the T-shirt, Team Humanity, with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the Earth. We're told all this garbage, so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Gavin McGinnis, one of the most censored people in the world. Gavin, I want to hit these other topics in the final segment with you, and I really appreciate your time. You're taken away from censored.tv. Everybody should follow that. Censored.tv. We don't toot our horn as men or as populists. I know that because being a victim and feeling sorry for yourself blinds you and makes you spend time in the past instead of victory in the future. But we should also admit we're the victims of biological weapon attack. We're the victims of a giant medical tyranny hoax. But more importantly, we're the people that were right. And so the left all days has their fake moral authority calling everybody Hitler when they fund Ukrainian Nazis. We really need to figure out a way to properly toot our horn and say to everybody, listen, we told you what was happening. It came true. Now we're telling you what's coming next. If you want to live, listen to us. I mean, it's really that simple. The globalist corporations mindlessly, like you said, want to consolidate power. They want to wreck civilization to get more money, even though it destroys a place for them to spend the money. They claim they have a master plan, but really it's just pure greed. How do we explain to people and have a little bit of a swagger here that, hey, we are the outlaws against the corrupt system. We are the vanguard. We are the rebels here. We are the black sheep that were right, offering the new renaissance that isn't even following what we say. It's just embracing ideas that are proven and known. How do you quantify the fact that we should be telling people, shut up, I'm talking about the left, you're a bunch of criminals, you're a bunch of losers, we were right?
Well, you have to talk to them in their own language. So I don't talk to them anymore. I am divorced from half the country. I have no interest in talking to liberals. The way I find out if they're liberals, I just start with some basic questions before we begin arguing, like what's the population of America? Where is Spain? How many illegals do you think are in this country? Basic questions like that, and they won't know them, so I just don't talk to them. But back when I did, and if anyone out there wants to talk to them, you have to talk to them in their own terms. So you say the West didn't invent slavery, but the West alone abolished it. That's a Pat Buchanan quote. And they hate slavery, as everyone should. But when you explain to them that we do too, that's why we ended it. Another thing I say to them is I say, you know, illegal immigration only benefits rich whites in Mexico and rich whites in America. It hurts the poor. These poor people leave their little towns, and now there's no men in the whole town. It's just people with sub-zero fridges because they got Western Union to send it back because the man is away. Or with the, you know, these Filipina nannies, you're buying love from the third world. Now that woman isn't with her kids. She's not being a mom back in the Philippines. So if you use lefty terms like, you know, sex, having a nanny is sexist. Not being proud of America is to be pro-slavery, and immigration only benefits whites. Then they can get it through their head that these things might be bad. But unfortunately, you have to use their stupid paradigms of oppressor oppressed.
As it dawns on the left that they're corporate shills, they're establishment lapdogs posing as patriots, what's going to happen to their ideology? What do leftists become?
They become right wingers. Lara Logan was a left winger until 60 Minutes told her it would be perfectly safe to attend the Arab Spring riots, and she could let her blonde hair wave in the sun and not even cover her head, because these people are just like hippies, man. It's a hippie revolution. And she was raped by hundreds of men at once, like basically what you'd imagine hell would be like. Fingers everywhere, grabbing, tearing at her flesh, ripping.
Oh, that's famous videos they suppress out of diversity pro-Islam rallies in Germany, where the women go there and get mass raped.
Yeah. Well, look at we were talking earlier about paganism. In Britain, you have these Pakistani groomer gangs that are murdering hundreds of people, thousands of girls in total. Tommy Robinson points it out, and they go, "You're a racist," and throw them in jail. So they're letting these kids get raped because it's better than being seen as a racist for identifying that these gangs tend to be from Pakistan. And you're jailing people who point it out.
What do you make of the transgender man who self-identifies transgender that stabbed a bunch of people yesterday in Massachusetts and the media is trying to cover it up? What is up with the transgender cult? What's happening there?
I think what happened was the left needs pets. Now they can't go out and say, "Hey, we're awesome," because they created this universe where white people are bad. So that includes them. Nancy Pelosi is a white woman, so she's kind of hurt her own brand. So they put out Maxine Waters and the Squad. But I think they said, "Okay, let's make blacks our pets, and we'll tell them to do stuff, and they'll vote the way we want them to, and we'll send them food stamps so they listen to what we have to say." Like Lyndon Johnson said, we'll have these ends voting for us for the next 100 years. But then they found out, wait a minute, these black people aren't big on the gays, and they seem pretty Christian, and they're not listening to us when it comes to gay marriage. I don't like my pet anymore. So they put it away. They sent it to a rescue, and they're like, "I need a new pet." And they tried gays. And gays were good, but there's not enough gays. They're only 1% of the population. So then they go, "Let's just make gays, and we'll call them trans. We'll convince them that gender is fluid. People won't see them as white males because they're a whole new race. We basically created a new race." And now they have these army of trans, but they're running into a stumbling block here where they're realizing, oh, these people are mentally ill and they're violent and they're shooting up Christian schools because they hate everyone there. I think they want a new pet. They want to trade in this pet because it's not working out for them, and they can only hide so much.
Well, that's right. Europe's totally globalist, but they're banning it because they get it didn't work.
Yeah, I don't. Who's next? Handicapped? Albinos? Skaters? I don't know. I don't know who they're going to try to recruit next for their little crew. I think that's why I said they're going to take 4 years off, because they're at an impasse here. They're at a dead end.
Absolutely. So let's shift gears right now. You have Taiwan saying, "Don't worry, we have kill switches in the chips. If China invades us, we'll turn the computers off." We've got Xi building his own chatbot to brainwash the public. We've got AI relies on mass surveillance, which is true, warns Signal Boss. We have FTC chair, AI models could violate any trust laws. We've got all of this going on and unfolding. And then we talk about the phones and it literally being like the face-sucking computer. We'll roll some B-roll while you talk about it. People walking out in traffic on phones, people walking into rivers on phones, into fountains on phones. I've seen you on other shows when the producers, the people running the shows, you say, "Switch the camera." You'll say, "Hey, overhead shot. Hey, let me," and they're not listening. They're all on their damn phones. I agree with you. These are an issue.
Yeah, I did it. Alex Stein's show. I look out and about half the audience members are on their phones. They're taking pictures of it. They're watching. Like in the Bible, it says there's going to be a mark of the beast. You know, they're going to put a chip in us, and that's not easy to do. But if I could make the culture such that everyone carries their own chip everywhere they go, then I don't have to put a chip in anyone's hand. And it's, you'll see people in fights, especially girls fighting with it in their hand. It's an appendage.
It's their baby.
It's everywhere. And I was at a bar with my dad on the weekend, and we sat for about 2 hours. There were these three kind of blue collar looking dudes, probably Gen Z, probably like 25, 26. All three of them were staring at their phones the entire 2 hours I was there. And when they would get up to go to the bathroom, they would get up walking while looking at it. They went through three rounds of drinks without even, I don't even think they looked up when the woman brought the extra rounds. And this sounds trivial, but communication is crucial to, as we were talking about earlier, to getting more intelligent, to creating a society. It's what a society is. And America was founded particularly on that. They had all the taverns up and down the East Coast. Britain said you should have two newspapers, one right, one left. We'll pay you free beer to get gun training. And what happened? We saw two different arguments, the right and the left, in every town all along the East Coast. We went to their free beer gun lessons when you learned how to use your gun, but you also drank a bunch of pints and talked. And everyone went, why are we giving money to the king? Like, why don't we just start our own country?
Exactly, but instead we're programmed by the phone. You're supposed to be in a bar, playing pool, looking at the waitress, making jokes, talking. Sure, you call your wife, maybe say, hey, let me show you this video, but that's like 1% of what you do is maybe one. Exactly, put the frickin' phone in your pocket. We have to have a revolution against these phones, which are the total AI surveillance.
America was founded at the tavern. It's not a trivial thing to be shooting the breeze at a pub. It's actually the very foundation of this country. So now that they've got us looking, and I looked over his shoulder because I was mortified. I couldn't believe it. They were in my line of view, so I was watching them the whole time. And I'm looking at what he's looking at. It's not some important document, PDF, some contract. It's he's doom scrolling through Instagram. Then he's going back to his home screen all the time because he doesn't know what he should look at next. He's not remotely interested. Occasionally one of them would show his friend like a picture of a naked lady or something. They'd laugh. And then it was right back to this insular brain dope. This machine.
I was about to say, at the bar with your buddies, not that I do this, but you should only show them a chick sending you a naked picture. That's all the thing you show people at a bar.
I saw the picture. It was an AI version of that girl who with two heads, but they had made a nude of her, and they'd used some sexy body. So it does look pretty funny, actually. And I assume they say something like, would you hit it? And, of course, the answer is yes. And you need that story.
So the point is they're already caught up in the Matrix. They're ready to take a brain chip as soon as it's the latest upgrade. What about women dating for food now?
Okay, this is becoming more common. It happens all over the Bronx. I hear these Puerto Rican girls, these Dominican girls, and I talk to my barber who has sex with them all. These women are going on Plenty of Fish or other dating apps, and they're setting up a date for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, throughout the week, different guy every day. They go out, they have dinner. And then they have sex maybe in their minivan or back at home briefly, but he can't stay over. They prefer the parking lot. So these women don't have groceries. They don't buy groceries. Groceries are too expensive. And the worst part about this is they're totally happy with it. They think it's cool. Hey, I get a different guy, a different dinner every night. You're a dinner whore. You're getting paid less than a street whore. You're getting food. You're like, what?
Listen, I got my hair cut yesterday, and she wasn't a bad looking, lady from Mexico, but I'm married, and she literally was hitting on me the whole time she's cutting my hair. She goes, so you like your wife and all this other stuff? And I'm just like, lady. But yeah, this is the modern leftist society.
Well, we've cheapened sex and love so much that a blowjob or fucking someone, you know, doggy style in a van is like, I don't know, holding a door open for someone now. It's like loaning someone a pencil because they have to fill out a check. It's become trivialized to nothing.
No, exactly. In fact, I want to love somebody. I want a relationship. I want children. I don't want to have sex with you in a minivan.
I want spaghetti. Is what they're saying now. I don't need love. I need spaghetti and meatballs, maybe with a side salad.
So the point is, just like porn 10 love. Years ago got oversaturated, they call them stars, where they're getting like $1,000 for a porn scene. Now it's dinner.
Now it's dinner. Can I eat, please? I'm starving. I'm starving. I better go have sex so I can eat. I mean, this is like the peasants of the 14th century walking around those potato sack things during the plague.
This is the dehumanization of devaluing human life, where we have unions that are corrupt. We need human unions of demanding quality and demanding rights. And it starts by us having those qualities.
These people need to see families. One of the problems here in New York City is no one gets married. There's no relationship. So when you sell, when you're doing sex for potatoes, you don't know it any different. They just need one Sunday in the suburbs where they can see like a dad playing catch with his kids and the mom saying, you guys want Dr. Pepper? And then everyone getting together around the dinner table. They just need to see that once.
Well, that was the thing. It wasn't that she wasn't even a bad looking woman. Plus I'm married. I wouldn't do it. But it was how desperate she was, and I actually thought about it. And the funny thing you said, I said, I bet she's got a minivan, because I've been around the block, folks, before I was married. I would go to, like, these country dance, Harry, but the minivan. And how many times, like, next to the baby chair in the minivan, you know, I'm there. And that's me 30 years ago, folks. I've done that a long time. I repent of it. I'm just being honest here. And I'm literally sitting here like, dude, if I have sex with you, I love you. Like, this is a big deal. And the woman is so desperate trying to have me get to have sex with her for whatever she, it was dehumanizing. But imagine the guys that think, man, I banged 7 girls this week. Yeah, they're desperate, dude. It isn't that they love you. They're not even attracted to you. It's evil.
That's why we have to fight for the little things. I mean, I'm no vet. This is Memorial Day. I don't want to blaspheme this service, but I'm not in the same universe as them, to be clear. But it's still very important to get out there on the front lines and fight for things like offensive jokes, to fight for things like having a conversation in a bar and not staring at your phone, to fight for things like romance, going out on a date and not just banging for potatoes, but banging because you want to make a family with this person one day. Like, I fight for Beavis and Butthead, for South Park. I fight for all these what seem like silly little minutia, but are actually indicative of the whole culture. It's not as important as being a soldier, but it still is a valid battle.
Well, the point is everything is a battlefield now. The left, the social engineers have made everything a battlefield. So it's true.
Fight for your right to party.
I don't take away from the veterans in combat, but we have to recognize we were attacked with COVID. We were attacked with a shot. We are all victims of a biological warfare.
Yeah. Yeah. They say, what would ever happen? Like in a Red Dawn. Remember the movie Red Dawn, John Milius? What would happen in a scenario like that? And you go, what do you mean? What would happen? We're in it. The fentanyl opioid deaths are 120 a day. Democrat Marxist policies on crime lead to 20 blacks getting murdered by blacks a day. That's 140 people. We're being invaded by China. They're making the fentanyl. The Mexican illegals that are here are distributing it. Imagine there was a war in America and every day you heard, oh, another 120 people were killed today. 3 classrooms and a church and
and by the way, that's the ones they certified. I think it's 3 times worse. So it's not 130,000 a year. It's like 400,000 a year or 390,000. And that's the thing. It's not some cheesy deal. You know, Gavin's a stud. He's been around the block. So have I. But literally none of that sex matters. What matters is your wife, your children, relationships, a team, the love. It's totally empty when it's not there, and people are becoming so empty.
Well, some of the single guys I know, they'll send me pictures of these girls they're sleeping with, and it's a different one all the time. They'll show me some girl who looks really hot, and then 2 weeks later I'll go, whatever happened with her? And they go, oh, she was crazy. And by crazy, they always mean she wanted me to commit, but she has 2 kids and I'm not interested. And as I get all these pictures and these guys are bragging about all the different chicks, I go, you realize you're leading a gay lifestyle, right? Like sleeping, Motley Crue sleeping with a different girl every night and not knowing her name, that's gay.
Absolutely. That's what the homosexual lifestyle is all about, is not caring and no emotion and no connection.
Anonymity. Yeah, just like physically doing it and not even knowing who the person is. That's gay, what gays do. It's what animals do. It's not why Western culture is superior. It's much more heterosexual to go buy flowers for the lady you love. I know it doesn't look as cool, but I'm sorry. That's what real men do. They have.
Well, anybody family. Knows that's been married and is in a passionate relationship, the sex gets better and better. I mean, the sex I have with my wife, let's be adults here, is like 20 times better than I've had Playboy bunnies. I've had, you know, I mean, I've had it all. And let me tell you, my wife, passionate, together, it is like not even the same league as the sex I had before.
My wife would put saltpeter in my food if she could. She thinks my libido is out of control, and it's because I lust her today more than the first year we were together.
Because the more you commit to it, the more it becomes you. It's like, this is mine.
And they always say, oh, it's like having the cheeseburger for dinner every night. No, it's the same kitchen every night. But you could make lasagna, you could have cheeseburgers. You come in every night and you look at what you have, what the ingredients are, and then you come up with a little dish, maybe a stir fry tonight. It's different sex. It's just the same person.
Well, the point is it gets better and better with the person you're committed to. Because that's what we're designed to do.
Especially when you're doing it to make a baby. When you're having sex to make a baby, it's a totally different sex. You know who told me that? You'll never guess. Jared Taylor.
Wow.
Jared Taylor once said to me, you know, you'll notice when you're having intercourse and the determination is to procreate, it's much more fulfilling. Maybe it's because you're making a white.
Gavin, we're out of time. 2 minutes left. Join us again. Censored.tv. You're kicking ass. I feel good every day knowing you're out there fighting. What else do you want to impart to this audience?
Talk to people. Stop. These delivery guys all over the street, these third world delivery men with their square backpacks, that's the death knell of a society. Go to the restaurant yourself if you're going to get food to take out. Sit there. Meet people. Talk to people. When you're in the Uber.
Build a human infrastructure. Business. This is so important. Build a human infrastructure.
People need to see each other. Cities are becoming deserted because we're driving to our office, then we're driving home, we're getting Uber Eats, and we're not even buying groceries. Or occasionally we have food prostitutes, of course, they're going out for dinner. But you need to be with your family and to ask people what's going on. If you ask any business, go to the liquor store and ask the guy how's business. He's got an interesting answer that is a microcosm of the whole economy, and now you understand your country better. Talk to your Uber driver. Where is he from? Oh, Colombia. How'd you get out? You know, there's a lecture going on everywhere you look. Take advantage of it. Get off your phone. Take your stupid AirPods out. They look like pearl earrings and get to know this country.
Absolutely. Gavin, so you're predicting Trump wins.
Absolutely landslide. They're going to cheat, but it's going to be too big to rig. And I've committed on this show, if he loses, I will eat a mouse, a live mouse. I'll bite its head off, blood everywhere. That's how I don't want to do that, obviously. That's how positive I am he's going to win.
Gavin, we love you, brother. We really appreciate you. Thank you so much for the time. Censored.tv.
Thanks for having me.
All right, I'm going to introduce Royce White, who's a really smart, great guy. And I'm just excited to talk to him coming up. Look, I'm just going to say this again to everybody. I've been barely hanging on for years. So there becomes this paradox where my wife's dad, who I really love, lived with us for almost a year, had cancer, all this stuff. He was so tough. He kept living and he finally died 3 weeks ago. And I want to just describe that as InfoWars. Like, I'm sitting here telling you I need your support and I hope you're listening to me, because whatever comes out of this, I need your support. So InfoWars has the products. They may do a settlement. We may survive 50-50. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the products, the next level, you know, products that are there. The Ultimate Fish Oil, the Nitric Boost, the t-shirts, the books, the films, all of it. But I know one thing. My dad said 2 years ago, you're going to get shut down in this bankruptcy. I'm going to go set up a warehouse with my products. He's been involved with me for 12 years. And I said, you shouldn't do that, blah, blah, blah. He went and did it. He was right. So he's got drjonesnaturals.com with a bunch of products you can't get. And InfoWarsStore.com. They're right now up to 40% off. Incredible. Multivitamin, organic, the immune boost, the green fiber caps with the concentrates of the seeds, not just the wheatgrass, but a bunch of others. It's amazing. The Kaba Chill, the Rocket Rest, the Top Brain, the Primal, all of it is there at drjonesnaturals.com. And I'm telling you, we've been in the fight for all these years. I need your support there, because regardless of what happens here, we need sponsors, and that's our main sponsor going into the future. So, and I'm sure, God forbid, in a couple months we shut down, you'd be, oh, all the support all of a sudden. Like, oh, wow, we didn't think we were being serious. I don't lie to you, folks. I make mistakes sometimes, very rarely. I'm all about the truth. I need you to support us. I support you. It's such a critical time in this fight. They're trying to take down Trump. They're trying to take us down. They're trying to take everybody down. Just go to drjonesnaturals.com, drjonesnaturals.com, and get the products and remember the URL with whatever happens and support us there, drjonesnaturals.com. And I thank you all for your support. DrJonesNaturals.com. All the nano silver products, the nano silver toothpaste and immune gargle and wound gel that's so incredible. And all the different silver products that are there and silver bullet. It's all there at the charcoal toothpaste, the turmeric toothpaste. It's all there at DrJonesNaturals.com. 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 So I need your support. I want to see your support to let me know that we can move into the future. I'm asking you now. I'm asking you now with all we've done together to go to drjonesnaturals.com and go to InfoWarsStore.com, get a copy of my last two books, signed or unsigned, get the other great products that are there. They're ready to ship. You're going to get them. If we get shut down, the court will announce it and announce a few months of a wind down. You'll get all your products. But I just have to be honest with you. I mean, you know, that's where we are. All right. We're going to start hour number four. I'll introduce Royce White straight ahead. Stay with us. It's more important than ever to keep independent true media on air. And when you buy the products, that's what you're doing. And at least for the foreseeable future, we're still here. If things change, I'll let you know. But it's essential you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com because it funds the operation. But that's a side issue. They really are amazing. And I didn't know this, as somebody told me. Nitric Boost, I've been plugging for months, has been sold out. Best seller, cleans out your blood, cleans out your cardiovascular system, does incredible things. Dr. Mikovits has talked about how it's one of the best formulas out there. Everybody should be on it, young and old, black and white. It is back in stock. Got a big shipment of it in at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. So if I've been plugging it and you go there and it's not there, I apologize. I need to get more briefings on what's in stock and what's not. But it's now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world, that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, we're back in hour number four. We're going to hit with Royce White coming up next segment. Former NBA player, MMA fighter, but really smart guy. And they are trying to defeat him, but he ran for Congress. They shut him down. Now he's running for the Senate. He's got the Republican endorsements by the party against Klobuchar. This is a big deal. He's coming up next segment. I'm going to introduce him. And will he save the world? No. But together, everything we do will. But on the subject of the CIA was given the National Security Act in 47, and that was the deep state. It's more powerful than all the other agencies combined. And it's literally a globalist crime syndicate waging war on America. And it's come out in Congress that they created the virus. They created what they wanted as the vaccine. They were the front group with Bill Gates and the Rockefeller Foundation. And there was a whole congressional hearings last week exposing this. They got almost no news coverage. Then it came out as well that the CIA is involved in domestic propaganda and censorship. Now, I know you already know that. You've already seen it leak and all that. But the point is, this is a rogue group at war with us, but we can't be intimidated by them. Oh, the CIA, it's not James Bond. The average CIA agent doesn't look like James Bond. In the old days, they did. You couldn't even get in that if you looked like Captain America, if you didn't have like three bronze stars or two silver stars. Today, you got to be a big, fat pedophile. So we're up against scum, Brennan, all of them. So here's a quick clip, the full thing. It's like a two-hour-long hearing. It's up on InfoWars.com. But here's Josh Hawley, senator, who'd also be a great VP for Trump, talking about the CIA engaged in the origins of COVID. Here it is.
Intelligence dangerously compromised warned CIA and FBI whistleblowers. You're not the only one to report this, of course. But I was reading your report on it this morning. This is something that you have been warning about for quite some time. And the allegations stem from a whistleblower who has come forward to the House, a whistleblower from the Central Intelligence Agency. I have the letter, the relevant letter here from the House Oversight Committee. The whistleblower alleges that a CIA team was paid to change its assessment of the origins of COVID-19. Do I have that broadly correct? Is that your understanding of the report?
Yes.
This is obviously a bombshell report, deeply, deeply troubling. I'm glad that the House is going to look into it. We should look into it. What caught my attention is you point out in your article on this that the government has deliberately violated the COVID Origins Act, which this body passed unanimously, which the House passed, the president signed into law. Maybe he wasn't so happy about signing it into law, but he did. It is the law of the land, and which required that all of the government's intelligence on the origins of COVID be made public. Instead, what the administration did was offer up a summary, which they then in turn heavily redacted. And you point out that in addition, the government refused to, the administration refused to report the names of scientists who fell ill at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in 2019, despite the fact they know the names. The intelligence community knows the names. Now, you're absolutely right to say this is a violation of the COVID Origins Act, and I would know because I wrote it. So I'm not very happy about the fact that this administration continues to flaunt, flout, completely ignore public law passed, again, unanimously by the United States Senate. For what end, I can't tell. I can't figure out why in the world. I don't know what partisan game there is to it. Why in the world they want to lie to the American people. You conclude your article by saying the government has become extremely comfortable with lying to us. Just explain what you mean by that and tell us why you think this is so significant.
Well, sure. And just on the very specific point, if we were the first to identify the three people that contracted the coronavirus in China. They were the people working on gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The Wall Street Journal confirmed our reporting 2 weeks later, and then I think it was 1 week after that or a few days after that, the ODNI report came out, and it did not reveal this information.
All right, we're live on air right now.
Multiple sources.
But when we archive this, demand our video and Real Alex Jones on X, Infowars.com/show, we'll put the full, not the full three-hour hearing or whatever it was, but we'll put this clip in there. Royce White, though, is kicking ass. I really encouraged him when they blocked him in the last election to run again, and now he's got Republican mainline endorsement for the U.S. Senate. We'll talk to him. Stay with us.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Well, we're down to the wire here with the tyrants, and we need all good men to come to the aid of their country. And Royce White, former NBA player, MMA fighter, you name it, but also a really smart guy I love interviewing, has taken that call, and he ran for office, got blocked by the Republicans establishment. We encouraged him. You encouraged him. We said, run again. You're a great guy. You're smart. just keep doing it, and he just keeps building steam. And now he's gotten the Republican Party endorsement, and he's got the state party. He's got so many top Republicans that are great people, like Matt Gaetz endorsing him. And compared to Amy Klobuchar, he is like night and day. So this is a very exciting moment, and it's a harbinger of what's coming. And maybe they block him this time. He'll win the third time. Maybe he wins now. The point is, keep attacking with the truth. That is what's happening here. And Steve Bannon's right. We're under incredible attack. Take the gloves off. Admit the tyranny. Admit how bad it is. Don't be a Republican establishment candy ass. So here's a clip of him with the speech that got him the Republican endorsement, which shows that Trump's taking over the Republican Party. He's taking over the RNC. Our beachhead went from precarious in the last 4 or 5 years to strong. And Trump is now 20 points ahead in every major poll, and that's establishment polls, 13 points ahead in battleground states. Folks, this is realignment. This is the Democratic Party of the KKK. Their whole system is going down, but that makes them dangerous and desperate. So as the wolf says in Pulp Fiction, let's not start sucking each other's ding-dongs yet, because we have not defeated this thing. But we sure as hell have the initiative, and we are entering the 11th and 12th round right now to win this son of a bitch. So here's a clip of the key little speech he gave that got him this landslide endorsement, and you can smell victory. Here it is.
That might be Providence. You know, this feels like a home game being here at St. Paul. But for the first time in my 33 years of being alive, a Republican presidential candidate is pulling ahead of a Democrat presidential candidate with black men. That presidential candidate is Donald J. Trump, and I'm supporting him unequivocally. This election is not about me. It's not about my personal flaws or shortcomings. It's not about my rumors on the internet or dead, just like it's not about his. And they want to make it about that. Some people in this room want to make it about that. The mainstream media wants to make it about that. This isn't about Donald Trump's flaws. This is about his ideas. This is about the idea of being America first. And there's nothing wrong with being America first. I'm America first through and through, and some people say it's extreme, it's radical. It makes me an extremist, a conspiracy theorist, a fascist, even a racist. But none of that is true. The truth is, there's nothing wrong with taking care of your home first. Raise your hand in here if you have a home. You take care of home first, but that means something. And we gotta sort that out here today. Because honestly, this election isn't about me, it's not about Donald Trump, it's not even about the idea of America first. There's an even bigger idea that we have to sort out in this conviction today. Citizenship. Yeah. You all are not citizens of the whole world. These people who tell you you're citizens of the whole world are lying to you. You are citizens of this country. Has a value, and right now they want to sell that value out. From here to Davos, Switzerland, to Beijing and back. And obviously they're in D.C. in the swamp, and Amy Klobuchar is at the head of it. All this climate change and the LGBTQ, and of course she wants to fund them. I'll save that for a moment. Three issues, three priorities to restoring our citizenship, to making sure that we have a country. And right now today, you do have to answer that question. They'll say all they want to. They'll bring anybody up here they can. But at the end of the day, this is about you, the delegates. There's still a tiny corner of this country where you, the citizens, still have power. And it's right now today. This convention. Three issues on my agenda. Border, debt, forever wars. I'll continue. We know you can't have a country without a border. We all agree. We know you can't have a border being $36 trillion in debt and taking on another trillion every 100 days. The question is, can you be a country and fund forever wars? And I know this is where the room's going to split a little. And I'm okay with that. I'm not a pacifist. I've been in plenty of fistfights there in the neighborhood. I believe in having a strong military. But we cannot continue to defend everybody else's borders more than we defend our own. Now, there are many people in here who have claimed that I'm anti-Semitic. If you know my story from a late, my 10-year-old son had a brain infection recently. He was rushed to the hospital, had two brain surgeries. Hurt my heart. The young man's name is Benjamin. For those of you familiar with the Bible, that isn't Hebrew name. Binyamin is how they would say it in the Jewish dialect. My best friend, David Penn. If David Penn is in here, please stand up. David Penn is greatly responsible for bringing me to the Republican Party and being here today. And yes, he is Jewish, and I trust this man more than anybody else in my life. He's family. But anti-Semitism, just like being black, is the new identity politics that they use to steal your money. We're going to support Israel, but we're not going to clump it together with Ukraine. We're going to separate the two. There is no need to clump together support. And it's not just about the Ukraine or Israel. It's also about all the other omnibus legislation that they've passed through, right? You can't do it. And what we need in the United States Senate more than ever are people who are willing to stand up as long as it takes to make sure that they don't continue to take your freedom and your rights. Believe me when I tell you, there will all the best way to predict human behavior is fear. They will always find a boogeyman out there for you to justify giving them more of your tax money and thus more of your freedom. And eventually, if you don't have a border, if you don't have an economy, if you're always defending everybody else's borders, what's going to happen? You got no country. You got no citizenship. You have no rights. And essentially, you have no freedom. This is the referendum today. It's not on me. It's not about winning this endorsement. Sure, I hope you endorse me. It's not about Donald Trump winning. It's about you. It's about you understanding that right now you get to decide, do we have a country or not going forward? I will go to the United States Senate. I will defeat Amy Klobuchar in him. I will go to work on Amy Klobuchar and Kenneth and Ramsey in Dakota. And I will stand up there and filibuster every omnibus bill I can until the power is returned to we the people. My name is Royce White. I'm running for the United States Senate. I hope to have your endorsement.
Imagine Royce White in the U.S. Senate. I love it. He's that close, folks, if you get behind him. Royce, I'm going to turn this hour over to you, my friend, but what a time to be alive. And so beautiful to see you continue to fight on, my friend. And you're probably going to win this, but if you don't, you'll win the third time. You're in the game. I can smell it. God bless you, brother. Go ahead and take over, and we appreciate you.
Thank you, brother. God bless you, too. Godspeed to you, man. Love you.
Love you, too. Go ahead.
Well, what an introduction. And I got to say thank you to Alex Jones and again, Steve Bannon and all the other great conservative American patriot pundits and commentators and people out there who have supported me and supported my getting involved with politics. I'm sorry. You know, I spent this weekend yelling at my 13-year-olds at a national basketball tournament, so my voice is a little hoarse. But, you know, it's a telltale sign when the New York Times writes a hit piece and they try and divide men and women in this country. Headline: Royce White says that women have gotten too mouthy. And we're going to talk about that headline in a little bit here. But the opening stanza of their hit piece, op-ed from the New York Times, granted, they'll never let me or Steve Bannon or Alex Jones or any other American patriots offer up an op-ed to the New York Times. We're persona non grata. It wouldn't get through. And that tells you a lot about the integrity of the New York Times on its face. But their opening stanza of this hit piece had nothing to do with the headline of me saying that women have gotten too mouthy. The first sentence was about Alex Jones. the first sentence was to link me to Alex Jones and try and discredit the both of us. It's not discrediting at all. Those people in that room, the delegates of the Minnesota Republican Party, they know Alex Jones. They've seen my campaign launch video. I remember when people said, you can't have Alex Jones as the intro to your campaign launch video. That's too polarizing. That's too controversial. Alex Jones is crazy. And everybody loved it. People love it. And what I'm trying to show you here, and what I want to reiterate, of why I'm so happy and proud to know Alex, to be friends with Alex, to be a part of his journey and this InfoWars audience's and journey, is one of the greatest tricks that this establishment, you know, these institutions, these globalist elites are running on us as a psyop. They think they have it, down packed to be able to trick you into believing what a consensus is about any given issue, any given person, any given set of circumstances, the status of your citizenship. You can't say illegal immigrant. They can call the black guy an Uncle Tom and crazy because I think Alex Jones is right way more than he's wrong. I mean, it's not even close. They can call me an Uncle Tom, but I can't say the term illegal immigrant because it's dehumanizing. And they actually believe they have enough juice and enough power and enough reach and enough influence to convince you that you should believe it. But the reality is setting in. The reality is setting in now. And I caution what Alex Jones said. I echo the same sentiment. I think about it all the time. With how the narrative is starting to fall apart, the desperation is gonna be profound. And that makes people dangerous. And you're seeing that desperation now. I was the first black man to be endorsed by either major party for a statewide Senate race in Minnesota. And none of your liberal establishment will even mention that in their coverage. That tells you, and I don't give a hoot about identity politics. Let's play idea politics. That's why they don't like me. That's why they're afraid of me. That's why they're afraid of Alex Jones. But even more so, they're afraid that people like me, who come from the school of Alex Jones and Steve Bannon and this sort of rising American nationalist populism, they're afraid like that people like me are a little bit more mainstream than they may have predicted. And again, I don't care about the identity politics, but it goes to show you that all of their propaganda about caring about the black man, George Floyd, we have to remember George Floyd. I saw Amy Klobuchar say, oh, you know, we have to remember George Floyd this, George Floyd that. Amy Klobuchar doesn't care about George Floyd. For that matter, Barack Obama doesn't care about George Floyd. People are starting to wake up to it. I posted that speech today on my Instagram for the first time, and I can't tell you the outpour of support from black people in this country, from black people here in the state of Minnesota. And make no mistake about it, black people make up a small percentage of this, a relatively smaller percentage of this country overall, but a huge percentage in the difference of winning elections. There in Georgia, the election came down to tens of thousands of votes. We lost the Senate majority by one seat. Here in Minnesota, the state auditor race back in 2022 and the attorney general's race was a 20 to 30,000 vote spread. There are 850,000, roughly, estimate conservatively, 850,000 Hispanics and blacks that live in the state of Minnesota. 850,000, close to a million. This is a difference maker. And the exodus of blacks from the Democrat Party has already begun, and now we get to expedite it. Now I get to take the hellfire from this liberal, mainstream, corrupt establishment on behalf of American citizenship and the values, the ethics, the rights that we hold dear. And everybody's saying, hey, you need a PR team. You need a crisis management team. They're going to go after your past. We don't care about Stormy Daniels. Don't talk to me about Stormy Daniels. Don't talk to me about Stormy Daniels when the CCP are making my antibiotics. Don't talk to me about Stormy Daniels when a CIA officer admits in court that he's been spying for the Chinese. Don't talk to me about Stormy Daniels when the borders open and your mainstream media says we can't even use the term illegal when talking about those immigrants. Don't talk to me about Stormy Daniels when we're $37 trillion in debt and taking on another trillion every 100 days. Don't talk to me about Stormy Daniels when the Victoria Nulands and the Bob Keegans and all of these individuals say that the only victory between Ukraine and Russia is to take back every occupied territory that Russia now holds, which would surely mean a nuclear exchange. Don't talk to me about Stormy Daniels. Don't talk to me about my back child support. Yeah, I owe back child support. I'm actually up to date and current on my current child support obligations, but that's not even the point. Don't talk to me about a couple of tens of thousands of dollars in back child support. A lot of men in this country have been run through the ringer by the family court system, by divorce and alimony and child support and custody battles. And it's an ongoing problem in this country, and it's not meant to help the women or the men or the children. It's meant to sow division for political gain. And that's why the New York Times headline read, "White says women have become too mouthy." Now, I said that to be funny, because the question that the great Steve Bannon had posed to me is that all of these white men who support Donald Trump or identify as MAGA or just believe in basic American citizenship, all of them are being sort of characterized as these rube, sort of rural white men that just are mad because their women have opinions. And that's not true. That's not true at all. And in fact, it's mischaracterizing those men's women. Those men's wives have completely different values than the Anna Navarros or the Joy Behars or the Whoopi Goldbergs. Your rural America, small town, or Republican women as a whole. I don't even like that they describe women, as a monolith politically. And that's one of the greatest sources of their narrative. Let's not say political power, because power has to be legitimate, it has to be real. And I'm not so sure that their power is real. I know they can bully us around. Don't talk to me about Stormy Daniels when I can't say that the elections need to be secure, when I can't say that your average local slot machine has a better validation process than the average voter machine. Don't talk to me about Stormy Daniels, but they're going to keep the conversation on Stormy. They're going to keep the conversation on Gene Carroll. They're going to keep the conversation on Royce's back child supporter. They're going to go dig up some gossip story from TMZ from 12 years ago to say, oh, Royce is a domestic abuser, even though that case never saw charges and was eventually thrown out because it wasn't true. And there is sort of a prevailing ideology here in American politics, one that is sort of guiding American citizens and American citizenship over a cliff. And a huge corner of that is that women are always mostly right and they never lie. Those two ideas, women never lie and they're almost always right. It's completely ridiculous. And that doesn't mean we hate women. That doesn't make us abusers or misogynists to say. That makes us logical. We don't like people who are imbeciles, man, woman, child, older, black, white, Christian, Muslim, Jewish, does not matter. We don't like people who are imbeciles and who use their ignorance as a cudgel for tyranny. And it isn't ignorance. I mean, overall, when you think you can lie your way to prosperity and well-being, it's ignorance, even if it's willful. Even if it's willful ignorance, even if it's malicious, it's still ignorant. Satan is ignorant. He knows, but he's ignorant. Because he's running some game. He thinks he can win. It's ridiculous. We have to stick to the truth. The truth is the sexual politics in this country have never been greater. And it has nothing to do with the prosperity and well-being of men. Look at the example. I posted a video on X. If you get a chance, you can go see it. where Anna Navarro's on The View, and I get it, it's a daytime television show, and it's meant to be humorous, but Anna Navarro says plainly on national television in front of a huge audience that men are useless, that the only men that are useful are gay men because they can gossip and accessorize. This is a real quote now. And, it can be funny, but okay, then Donald Trump can't be funny. Royce White, Alex Jones, we can't be funny. We can't tell jokes. Everything we say, if we're on the wrong side of the political, teeter-totter, everything we say has to be taken literal. But Anna Navarro can waltz up before the entire American population and say, the only men that are useful are gay men. Because nobody gossips like them and nobody accessorizes like them and the whole crowd laugh and cheer. And the bad part about it is there are things that I may say where I actually am being somewhat humorous. She may be saying it as a joke, but the truth is that the rise and the advent of the feminist movement in the modern American political culture is one that echoes a sentiment that is similar. Men are by and large part useless unless they're willing to bend the knee and kowtow to the sexual politics of the Me Too, feminist, and Time's Up movement. We cannot survive this way as a country, and that is not to diminish or demean or to try and disregard women. We need to call women out of the belly of the beast the same way we have so many good men in this country to understand the moment that we're living in, and we're doing it. We're doing it. There are women that understand how they've been used, just like there are black people who now understand how they've been used. And in the coming weeks and day and months and years, there will be Jews who understand how they've been used. Pretty soon, everybody's going to understand how they've been used to steal money. And that's what they've been used to do. Identity politics is a cover to steal your money. We'll be back after a short break. I'm happy to be filling in. Be right back.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
All right, folks. Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Royce White. I'm honored to be here. I'm running for United States Senate, newly endorsed by the Minnesota GOP, a historic moment in the party's history, a good moment. And I'm very confident that I can help unify the party, not through identity politics, but through idea politics. And I'm going to run an interview that I had later on tonight on my ex. If you get a chance, you should stop by and see how I handle the mainstream media, because I think I'm do a decent job of it, talking about the ideas, the issues, not about the propaganda or the gossip. But I think I have the ability to unify the party here in Minnesota, and to help galvanize a single message all across the country with some depth and some clarity that can reach new voters. I mean, their whole pitch to us is, you know, there's no way you can win. Women aren't going to vote for Donald Trump. We know that's not true. We know that's not true. And even if it was, what would it say that so many women in this country would be willing to, you know, let's say, have a sexual relationship with Donald Trump if it was financially beneficial, but they wouldn't vote for him? I know that's touchy. That's controversial. That stings a little bit. But it's this. And look, I'm not going to sit here and bash women, because it's not on women. It's on men. It really is. Men have failed to stand up to the nonsense that's been spewed and spread all throughout our American culture. And it doesn't take that much to step up. Sure, you know, your wife may, you know, look down on you for a week or so. Or sure, you know, your girlfriend may break up with you. Some of you young college men out there, you know, you do the woke politics thing because it's popular and in common conversation. And if you don't bend the knee to it, then the girl you're pursuing might not. We're at a critical juncture. Everybody has to take a step back and think about what's on the line now. And what's really on the line is the basic freedoms for men, women, children alike. And that's what I've witnessed in the court system. That's what I know to be true about the anti-family court system. For example, if you owe back child support, one of the first things they do is they take your driver's license. They take your driver's license away from you and hinder your ability to commute back and forth to a job. I've experienced this myself. I've had my driver's license taken by the family court system, suspended, even while paying child support, even though and then the court will say, well, it's up to us whether we see your payment or your participation as consistent enough to give you back your license. Do you think that's in the interest of the child or the family or the mother? What if the mother needs help commuting the child or transporting the child from one place to another? The dad can't even help because he's not legally registered or licensed to drive. These are basic fundamental things that we've just accepted for so long. We don't even think to question. We don't even think to question who it really benefits. It benefits them. Weak, broken American families, even people who are co-parenting, can have strong relationships. But at every turn, our government, these institutions, this legislation that we live under finds its way to reach in and pull people apart. Now it's time to unify. And I don't mean under corrupt ideas. You know, I'm not one of these moderate centrists, you know, self-described Republican centrists like Anna Navarro. When I say unify, I mean unify under new, not new, shouldn't say new, but under unify under a new heading of legitimate ideas, which we can, like, take care of your home first, as I said in the speech there. Basic idea. Hey, if you got a home in the crowd, raise your hand. Everybody's hands shot up. You take care of your home first, don't you? What's the difference in having a country? And they always try to get you with the anti-Semitism. I mean, the Times of Israel, if you could pull the Times of Israel hit piece up for me there in the studio. The Times of Israel, right away, go to move on cue, exactly as I said. And the reason they're really afraid of me is because, historically speaking, the two cultural identities that have been used in a similar fashion are blacks and Jews. Jews on an international basis and blacks on a national basis. Blacks have been used to bloat the government, to expand the government through Democrat politics and policies and even some Republican policies with the story of slavery and then segregation and racism. We know it. The justification to expand global government has always been World War II and the Holocaust. And the Times of Israel tried to say that was anti-Semitic. That is a fundamental fact. It is a fact that World War II and the Holocaust were the beginning of a complete reconstruction of the monetary and political system worldwide. It's known as the post-World War II Democratic Liberal Order, or for short, the Liberal Order. Now, we would call it the neocon neoliberal order, but regardless of what you call it, it is a fact that it is the prevailing political idea that dominates geopolitics. The Jews, the blacks are being used the exact same way, and they know that I can speak to it because I'm a black man. And they want to call me racist. Oh, they want to call me racist so bad, but they just can't bring themselves to do it in front of the other Negroes. But they will settle for anti-Semitic. And that's why any black man that stands up now that questions globalism will be called anti-Semitic. And I have no problem with the Jews. I have no problem with the Muslims. I got no problem with the Catholics. I got no problem. I'm Catholic. And people go, oh, you're Catholic. I know the problems in the Catholic Church. I know the problem in the Protestant churches. We all got problems. And let's not be mistaken. We all got some problems. Big problems, actually, if you want to start measuring. But there are ideas that we can use to separate ourselves and create good boundaries. A country without borders isn't a country. A man without boundaries is not a man. A country without borders is doomed. A man without boundaries is doomed. We have good ideas to set good boundaries. A good boundary should be, as you'll see me talk about later on tonight in this interview, our support and foreign aid for anybody should be conditional. Ukraine, we shouldn't send another penny. That's my opinion. Israel is a totally different scenario. It really is. We're on every side of the trade there in Israel. We are. We don't know if the money we're sending is helping defend Israel. Is it helping their enemies get weapons? I mean, this is right out there in the open. And I can't even speak on it. Well, tell the black man, shut up and dribble. Just go ahead, Democrats. Just say it. You know, let your latent racism just hang on out there. And that's what's going to be special about my candidacy in this campaign. They want to call Alex Jones a racist. They want to call you and the InfoWars audience a racist. They want to say every Donald Trump supporter is a racist and a xenophobe. Watch how quickly all these social equity institutions like the New York Times rain down hellfire on the first black man to be endorsed by either major party for a U.S. Senate race in the state of Minnesota. You watch. And as you watch, you revel in the fact that their narrative is crumbling. Their narrative is crumbling. Their narrative was crumbling the day that Alex Jones walked into Bohemian Grove. Walked into Bohemian Grove's little, little seance. Their narrative started to crumble. Their narrative crumbled the day Steve Bannon was perp walked and he yelled out, "We have not yet begun to fight." Their narrative started to crumble the day Donald Trump came down the escalator. And I wasn't always the biggest fan or supporter of Donald Trump, partly because I hadn't spent enough time listening to the man talk. Even I was caught up in the headlines somewhat, not paying attention enough in 8 years ago in 2016 when I was, I must have been 25 years old at the time. Ripping and running. And that's also why I'm dangerous. I'm young enough to know how easily the mainstream media can manipulate the mind of young voters. It's changing now. It's changing now. You got real American pipe hitters out on front, and I won't take a single back step. And there is no price. Like Carrie Lake said, there's no price. It could be $30 million. It could be $1 billion. The same thing with Alex Jones, same thing with a lot of these people, Donald Trump. They want to say our debt discredits us. My debt is a sign of my integrity. If I wanted to at any point in time, I could put a dress on. I could put a dress on, start kissing men. And I'm sure, Sprint or T-Mobile or Budweiser or whoever it is would love to endorse me and help me be, help me become a spokesperson that gets paid just to pop up places, fancy wine events and Met Gala, award shows and things like that. I could have sold out at any time. I could sell out at any time. They know I won't. They know I won't. The debt doesn't shame me. The American, all American citizens are in debt. Our country's $37 trillion in debt. We got $172 trillion in unfunded liability. Social Security is going to be insolvent. We're all in debt. We're all struggling financially. But you want to send $1 trillion to the Ukraine? $1 trillion to the Ukraine, and they're mad because I took a car service from Tampa Bay to Atlanta, Georgia, in my 2022 congressional race. As if that's even illegal. It's not. It's totally legitimate. But they'll grab at anything because they're desperate. They're desperate, and the narrative is crumbling. I can't wait. I'm so excited about this election season. I'm so excited about this time in American history. And look, it could get ugly. It's going to get ugly. Let's just do as our founding fathers would do. You expect the worst. You hope for the best. You plan for the worst. You hope for the best. You start with the worst case scenario and you move your way in. They're going to bring out every ounce of lawfare and tyranny they possibly can. These people are not going to give up power easy. It will not be easy. It's going to get bloody. It's going to get ugly. There's going to be all out injustice rained down upon American patriots from California to New York and back. In the long run, it's a beautiful moment. It's a beautiful time. You're the patriots. You out there in the audience, you're the patriots at Yorktown. Your stand right now, you holding the line right now, will be a deciding moment in the trajectory of human history. And you got to believe that. You got to understand that. Now, and I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but I know the New York Times is listening too now. Everybody's listening now. Good, listen up. We are the patriots at Yorktown. And we will not take a single back step. We will hold the line. And if I'm fortunate enough to slip through the corruption in this grand political theater, if I'm fortunate enough, there will be a filibuster fight in that United States Senate, the likes of which this country has never seen before. Because before I stand up before the American people and spend time at luncheon securing donor money, 80, 70, 60% of my time in the United States Senate, I'll stand up at that podium and filibuster for 3 weeks straight before we send another penny to say we're defending democracy in the Ukraine. It's an insult. It's offensive. And it's damn offensive when you use black people to try and do it. When you use the ignorance of black people to try and do it. When you use the ignorance that you know you facilitated through your corrupt and terrible public school systems. That's why you're afraid, Keith Olbermann. That's why you're afraid. All you other you sycophants out there, Roland Martin, none of you people want to debate. None of you people want to talk about the issues. None of you people want to pop off in person. When you see me in person, you look the other way. You move the other way. Why? Because I'm serious. You know I'm serious. They know I'm not kidding around. But they don't even want to argue intellectually because they don't have an argument. They're trying to use the ignorance, the systemic injustice of ignorance that they have foisted upon black communities to hold power and funnel money to launder money on the back of an idea as important as freedom. They're not defending your freedom. They're not defending your freedom whatsoever. They're going to defend your freedom and democracy by fighting a nuclear war in the heartland, in Eastern Europe. But they want to lock you up in your house for being unvaccinated. You got to be stupid to believe it. And if one thing has motivated me to get in politics more than anything else is to try and plead with the American people and black communities in particular, stop being stupid. Stop believing that Barack Obama cares about the climate. He flies around in private jets and the oceans are rising. He's got a $20 million house in Martha's Vineyard on the beach. Stupid. That's the brand of American politics that's here now. Smash mouth populism. There won't be a single back step. Not one single back step. Now, if you want to go and support the campaign, you can go to RoyceWhite.us. Like I said, look on X. I'm going to be running an interview later on tonight. These people, look, they're not that tough. I get it. They got a big head start on us. But things are changing, and they're changing quick. Donald Trump's ahead in all the polls. They want to throw the man in jail. What do you think is going to happen next? You think they're not going to bring a Stormy Daniels up to say that, you know, here in Minnesota? They know if they can't hold Minnesota, they can't win. They know. They know. And watch the polls right now. If you're out there, you may hate politics. You may think the system is rigged. You better sign up to go be a poll watcher in those inner cities. Don't be afraid. Don't let the Fox Newses of the world fearmonger you and tell you that if you go into the inner city, that black people are going to rob and kill you to stop you from being a poll watcher in the inner city. This thing runs deep. This propaganda runs deep. The effect of it runs deep. We need poll watchers in the inner cities. We need poll watchers to make sure how they say black people are voting is really how they're voting this go around. If they poll, and for the first time, black men are polling that they're more in favor of Donald Trump than Joe Biden, and that tally doesn't reflect that in November, there should be serious questions. Now, polls don't necessarily correlate to the results. But I tell you this, from everybody I talk to, from all the men that I talk to in the community, in my immediate life, they're either A, seriously disaffected with the Democrats and Joe Biden, or B, they understand completely the significance of Donald Trump's economic policy and other things as well. And they surely want to vote for me because they know that I won't sell out. If you know me personally, you know there isn't a price. There is not a price. Somebody could come to me right now and say, hey, you got, you know, $400,000 in debt, $300,000 in debt. Here's $1 million. But you got to change your stance on the military industrial complex. Go pound sand. You couldn't pay me $1 billion to change my opinion or my stand on the military industrial complex. The only thing you could do is kill me. And I'm not putting it past them to try and do it. But there's going to be a lot of us they got to kill. There's going to be a lot of us they have to silence and put in jail and put through kangaroo witch hunt court trials. As to it should be. We should all be so lucky to die for an idea as profound as freedom. We should all be so lucky. This is a serious time in American history. They want it to be a joke. They want it to be about gossip. They want it to be about ad hominems. Well, I got some good jokes too. I could be joking. I could be playful. We could be humorous. That's fine. But make no mistake about it. We understand the implications of the moment. The implication of the moment is that if we don't find a way to win, if we don't find a way to take back control from our government and restore we the people, freedom will die. And it's convenience that will be the death of freedom. Our convenience as patriots, as conservatives, as Republicans, as American citizens who believe in the idea of citizenship in America. It'll be the convenience that technology in the post-World War II democratic liberal order has provided. The convenience that will keep us from fighting where we should. I could have done anything in the world. I could have stayed right there in the NBA. I could have affirmed the LGBTQ. I could have affirmed the relationship with the CCP. I could have affirmed vaccines. I could have affirmed everything that the liberal mainstream media wants, and I'd be rolling in cash. Rolling in cash. Debt wouldn't be a problem. I'd have to figure out what to spend money on. I'd run out of things to spend money on, and that'll get you in some trouble too. And if I got in trouble for that, they'd sweep that under the rug if I was willing to wear a dress, but I'm not. But I'm not. So you know, getting food from a strip club is over the line. I had somebody, there was a campaign expenditure on my FEC file that was a somewhat of an accounting error. And you know, we had been meeting some donors and doing some media and some things like that. First off, if you know anything about black people in the black community, we love the food from the Gentleman's Club. They got great food, and they're usually the only thing that's open real, real late. We got food from the Gentleman's Club. Can you imagine? Imagine that the Democrats have the audacity to try and make it seem like it's unethical for me to get food from an institution because it's a Gentleman's Club. And they're throwing transgender story hours and stripper shows for little kids. They are supporting transgender story hours, secret LGBTQ clubs where they don't tell the parents that they're talking to their kids about sexuality. And they're actually bringing their children to transgender stripper shows. So what they're really, if I had been at a transgender strip club, oh, they would have showered me with roses. They might have built a statue of me. They might have made a bronze bust of my head if I was if I went on a tour. Hey, I know for this campaign, how about the Royce White for Senate group is going to go on a nationwide tour of inclusion. And we're going to spend, $100,000 to make sure that all of the trans strippers around the country who we can touch feel welcomed. Okay. I mean, do you see how ridiculous this has become? And they think you're dumb enough to buy it. And that's the number one reason I got into politics, honestly. We got to save the country. But more so than anything, what motivates me in the morning is the fact that these people actually think the average American citizen is stupid enough to believe them. It's offensive. I'm offended for you. I'm offended for my children and my grandchildren. I'm offended for my forebears who came before me and gave their life, you know, gave their life's energy to help raise and take care of myself and my family members, my cousins and my brothers and sisters. I'm offended for us, and I hope you're offended too. And I hope you're offended enough to stay the course, just to stay steady, stay right there down the middle, hold the line, not one back step, not one single back step. And, you know, then they criticize. You know, it's funny. They want to try and discredit me to both sides, not because I'm a uniparty hack, but because I can speak to the real issues for both sides. The next event we do for the Royce White campaign in this campaign cycle is going to be a protest at the Federal Reserve. If you're in Minnesota or in and around Minnesota, the Midwest area, stay tuned. Go to the website, RoyceWhite.us. Get more information about that. We want to see you at the Federal Reserve to talk about the real issues in this country. I appreciate your time today. I appreciate Alex Jones and the entire InfoWars crew. I know how hard you guys work. And the attacks you guys have taken, I appreciate you. There's no New York Times reporter that's going to shame me into to speaking the truth about my friend Alex Jones and how courageous he's been and all of you out there in the audience. This is a new day. This is a new day. The fight is coming. It continues. It continues. We're going to save this country. We're going to save this country one day at a time. Like in basketball, we say one play at a time. One possession at a time, one fight at a time, one game at a time. That's how you become a champion. I'm your host, Royce White. Thank you, Alex Jones and the whole crew. I appreciate all of you out there in the audience. God bless you. God bless America. And as always, Godspeed.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.